Welcome, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox Studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy-efficient units you can buy. So give them a call, Cox's Heating at AC and AC at 254-697-4252. Welcome to the program. Shelby, my board operator, is out. I got Brent sitting in here, so he doesn't know my cues right off the bat. But before 11:59 hits, I think we'll get it. Okay, shows from now. Now, I want to make a comment about the intro to the, what do they call that thing, Brett? That piece of crap thing? Oh, yeah, the piece of crap disclaimer in the front that says this is for entertainment purposes only. I'm going to make the correction. It is not, I'm telling you right now, for entertainment purposes. It is entertaining, but it's not here. I don't do this for the hell of it. I don't do it for the fun of it. I do it because my heart is pounding out of my chest to save this nation. I'll do it the best way I can, and my method is behind this microphone. Just to be clear, I have special guests in the studio. Well, actually, I got my wingman, the Colonel Rafer Brown. Colonel, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I've had my exercise this morning, running down to, or walking fast, down to a creek to look for a car, check a car for people.
You did your good deed for the day, Colonel. That's very good. Christine.
I made Trooper or Sergeant Waskow happy today.
Christine Stevenson, my special guest host today, enrolled agent with the IRS. She is a liaison.
Well done.
Between you and the IRS. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, Matt. Hey, happy Veterans Day. Thank you for your service. Mark, Bill, CJ, everyone that can't be here. And happy birthday, Marine Corps, yesterday. Semper Fi.
And they canceled the ball.
Why'd they cancel the ball?
I have no idea.
Don't they usually make a globe and anchor cake and...
It's usually a huge deal. It hasn't even been canceled during World War II. It was rearranged, but de-emphasized, but they've had something. But they canceled it this year, a new commander appointed by Biden.
Well, I'm sure they all celebrated in some fashion, and they're sleeping in this morning.
All right, we'll continue this on, but we're simulcasting right here and right now, 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at 98.5 FM KRXT out of Rockdale. You can check us out live here at Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Got a question or a comment? Give us a call in the studio, 254-697-6633. And remember, all programming is put into podcast form, and you can replay it at Podbean, Spotify, and Apple. We're getting near the 8,000 download mark, which is fantastic, so add on to it. I want to thank all my sponsors. Without them, I couldn't be on the air. The people who want to remain private, I don't know how to say that half the time. I want to thank them extremely, extremely much due to the fact they don't have to do it. You got a business that advertises. You know, they get something in return. They get their name put out there, and hopefully they get business. But you've got people behind the curtains who donate on a monthly basis because they like the content or the show, where it's going, so on and so forth, and want to support it. I can't thank you enough. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, follow us, the whole works. So, welcome. We've got a lot to go over in the 3 hours that we're here on the program today. So let me set the table up like I normally do with show highlights and tell you what's coming up. Devotional, of course. Announcements all through the program, depending on what the time is of those announcements. True stories, we'll do that at 11:30. Word of the day in a moment, the quote of the day in a moment. The judge, Judge Andy... Andy Isaacs is not in today. Katie from Ma's not sure she's going to call in. Either way, we'll cover both of those fields if they don't call in or show up. Christine, what is your little teaser for today?
Ooh, a couple of things. I'm going to give a big shout out to Triumph of the Heart film. It's coming next spring, 2024. And the IRS released a lot of its new numbers for 2024. Tax brackets, tax rates, the increase in the various deductions and things like that. So I'm going to talk a little about those numbers and what it really means for you and I, regular people.
Very good. Brett, how's your voice coming through? Okay?
Good, that you could.
Yeah, let's talk right into it. There you go.
Gotcha.
Okay. Colonel?
I would like to make a quick announcement for people that live up in the Waco-McGregor area. The Experimental Aircraft Association is having a pancake breakfast out at the southeast corner of the McGregor Executive Airport from 8:30 to 10:30, blueberry pancakes and sausage. It's open to the public for donations, and it's free for veterans. So all the veterans can stop by there, and there will be a special presentation, the service medley, and a short homily prayer for the veterans and soldiers.
Very good. Thank you, Colonel. I want to go to Word of the Day. I like the Word of the Day. I've always liked Word of the Day from when I was a little kid reading the Reader's Digest and Word Power. You get these words that, oh my gosh, you know, I would get a bunch of them, and other ones I go, well, that's a new one, and try to learn it. So in the segment here on this program, Word of the Day, we take the word of the day from the headline of a story, the body of a story, or the conversation story. And if you can give me a call here at 254-697-6633, put the word of the day into a sentence, and the Colonel likes it, I've got something for you. A gift card to Moz, a coffee mug, we'll do something for you, okay? The word of the day is, it's reevaluate, but I'll take the root form, evaluate. Reevaluate, it's a verb. Evaluate again or differently is a definition. Evaluate, the root. Form an idea of the amount, number, or value of. It comes from this headline. Kat Von D, you know her, the lady with all the tats? She says that BLM, Antifa extremism, made her reevaluate her beliefs. Quote, they were much worse in real life than what people put on TV. She's converted, I believe, to Catholicism, right?
I think so.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool. I'll get into that story later. But give me a call. Put the word of the day into a sentence. It can be either evaluate or reevaluate, and we'll get you something. Colonel, what's your quote?
The quote is a good one today. The trouble with the internet is you never know what is true. And, of course, that was Abraham Lincoln that said that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I know it was.
I have a long quote, but I'm going to put it into my time period. It's too long.
All right. Then let me continue to set the table. Netanyahu demands answers from CNN, New York Times, Associated Press, Reuters, on embedded Hamas photographers. Did you catch that? There's pictures coming out of there showing the attack on October 7th with embedded media taking pictures. They knew where they were at. They knew what they were doing. What's the deal? I totally agree with Netanyahu.
There's a picture of one of the, I think, a Reuters with a hand grenade in one hand and a camera in the other hand on the back of a motorcycle.
And I read somewhere, which makes total sense to me, that Hamas is only going to let favorable people in the press.
Oh, they've got complete control of propaganda. It's as bad as the United States.
You're going to like this one, Colonel. Quote, enough is enough. Widower sues hospital for withholding ivermectin claims wrongful death.
Yes, there are multiple lawsuits like that going on.
We've been talking about ivermectin for, what, 3 years now? Yep. Dr. Shelley, the whole works?
18 of my associates went to the emergency room at Scott and White and were taken into the hospital. 14 of them came out feet first, and the two, at least two of the others, permanent lung damage from the ventilators. Mm. And Dr. Cole, who's on our program, treated 4,000 people. One person died out of 4,000 that had multiple comorbidities. All the rest of them are laughing and smiling with us.
There's a lot of women out there who are saying they're having a hard time finding a good man. Okay? Well, I'm going to add to your woes. Headline. Demand for unvaxxed sperm soars. Women looking for donors who refused experimental COVID jab. What does that tell you? That was some bad juice you're getting into your body. Don't do it. That's Matt's opinion based on his studies and what he's learned.
And all these kids that they vaccinated may well be sterile, male and female.
Here's a CNN poll. Majority say no chance they will vote for Joe Biden in 2024. I'll read the percentages a little bit later. Another poll. Voters trust Donald Trump over Joe Biden on 10 key issues. Go over that as well. Now, this is interesting. I've always mentioned to people, look at the lamestream media and then go to an independent news agency and notice the differences in the articles. Well, what I'm going to do here is show you the difference in a Joe Biden headline and a Donald Trump headline. I've got about three of them. First one, the left column is Trump, the right column is Biden. Here's the first one. This is in the Trump column. Crowd chants Trump at RNC debate despite former president's absence. Huh. In the Biden column, it goes, major wake-up call to all Democrats. CNN freaks out over devastating Biden poll. The next one, Trump to U.S. hating jihadist celebrating alien residents. Quote, we will find you and we will deport you. In the Biden column, migrant caravan chants Biden in celebration of open border policies. And one more. Trump could win in 2024 and enact his agenda, admits New York Times' Maggie Haberman. And then in the Biden column, Jill Stein announces 2024 presidential bid. Democrats have betrayed their promises. So when you look at one column, look, what's it going to take for you, one third of the people out there who are dedicated to the vegetable in the White House? What's it going to take for you to realize that if you strangle this goose, you're screwed as well?
No, it's interesting that never has there been a communist country that was self-supporting. Same way Islam is a parasitic organization, Sharia law, and they have to have Christian borders to live off of.
All right, let me finish this up before the break. Biden and Xi will meet in San Francisco to prioritize restored military communications. Xi will be telling him, look, I own you. You do what I tell you. High crimes and misdemeanors. Marjorie Taylor Greene slaps Mayorkas with impeachment resolution over border crisis. Ain't going to do nothing. Just fade out the music for me. I'll be done in a second. Mistrial. Wife of New York judge presiding over the Trump trial allegedly sharing anti-Trump social media posts. And finally, Trump says he would consider Tucker Carlson as a 2024 running mate. Eh, whatever. All right, we'll be back after the break.
All you wanted was to be left alone, but the robber had other plans and you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Camera Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Camera Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Mark your calendars for the first annual High Cap Adventures Meet and Greet, brought to you by Cox's AC and Heating and Lennox, right here in Cameron, Texas. The meet and greet will take place on Saturday, November 18th at the Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers, Texas, starting at approximately 1:30 p.m. Come meet and say hello to all the guests and show hosts on Saturday, November 18th from 1:30 to 3:30 at Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers. See you there. We good? Okay. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High. Don't give me the finger, but you can point the finger, Brent, when I'm hot mic here. Okay. Welcome back. 254-697-6633, Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. You just heard the announcement for the meet and greet. I wanted to go over that again as well. That's this upcoming Saturday. Dr. Shelley Cole will be the special guest for the radio show on the 18th. Immediately after that, we'll be at Margaritas approximately 1:15. We've got a nice large selection of guest hosts. I'll be there, Shelley, the Colonel, Judge Andy, Christine will be there, Dr. Shelley Cole, Shelby, Melinda Bowles, Mac Harmon, Mac Latimer, Mark Boyer. It's going to be a great time. So we'd like to meet you. If you want to meet us, that's where we'll be. They've got food and drink to purchase. Nice place in between Cameron and Temple. We'll all have a good time, so hopefully you can make it. Now, I want to mention Bill Huffman, my former executive producer, my current ditch doctor. You all know who he is, or you've heard of him. He's had heart transplant. He was doing quite well, but because, you know, you rip somebody's heart out and you put a new one in there, you got to watch it. You got to keep an eye on it. And sometimes the meters blip, and sometimes they don't. Well, they blipped a little bit, and they're working on it. So I'm going to ask everybody out there in radio land, in Facebook land, and whatever land it is, to lift up Bill Huffman, his wife, his family, the doctors, up in prayer, that the doctors seek the Lord's wisdom for curing him, healing him, that the Lord put a complete healing on Bill, and he puts comfort not only on Bill, but him, his wife, and his family, that he may recuperate, recover, and knock the doors down very soon. Okay, so just lift him up in prayer, keep him in prayer, and I'm sure it's all going to work out just fine. Judge Andy Isaacs is not here. He usually does my revival prayer. And the revival prayer's main purpose was to scream in unison to the Lord and bug the heck out of him so he will go, okay, I get it, and help us out to change or turn, repent, turn 180 degrees from what we're doing and put him first in all that we do. This country is in desperate need of focus, vision, and God. So I'm going to say revival prayer here, and then I'll do my devotionals as well. Lord, thank you so much for your blessings. Thank you for this gift of a nation. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for everything. Everything comes from you, and we can't thank you enough. Things are too numerous to count to thank you for, so we just thank you overall. Everything, thank you. And we lift up to you in unison with a giant scream, a loud scream, saying, Lord, help us. Help us not to destroy ourselves. Fill us with what's needed, what it takes to be who we need to be at this precise moment in time to restore the three pillars of this nation. That's the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and your tall pillar, the pillar of God. Can't do it without you. We're calling to you. We have faith, and we thank you in advance. We pray through your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Since Andy wasn't here, you're going to get to hear my voice a little bit more. I've got a couple devotions here. I normally do one, but I felt like doing two this time. I've been doing devotionals for a long time to a long list of people. Been blessed to have the opportunity to do it here on the radio as well, so today will be no different. If you are on my devotional list, I think these are Wednesdays and Fridays devotionals. I'm not sure which one's which, but we'll go with this one. First one. Good morning. You can take that to the bank. What is that, though? That is God's word. Isaiah 55, verses 10 and 11. I like this one. My word is like the snow and the rain that come down from the sky to water the earth. They make the crops grow and provide seed for planting and food to eat. So also will be my word that I speak. It will not fail to do what I plan for it. It will do everything I send it to do. And I close. Remember that God's word promises both everlasting life or a life of total separation and darkness. Let's be sure to be on the right side of history when the Lord fulfills all of his promises. Have a blessed day. Second one. Good morning. Oh, I like this one too. Is this biblical politics? Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 2. A wise man's heart inclines him to the right, but a fool's heart to the left. I don't know, but it sure seems to fit. God has something to say on all matters, and politics is one as well. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 13. Choose for your tribes wise, understanding, and experienced men, and I will appoint them as your heads. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that they may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. I continue. To the right, to the left, the evidence is clear. Proverbs 29:2. When the righteous increase, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, the people groan. I'm groaning. I continue. I sent a devotional recently saying that it wasn't political. Well, this one is. Our nation is in serious trouble. Serious with a capital S. Pray, vote, bring someone to vote. Approximately 1 year from today will be the general election. Now is the time to unite, draw, and put God back where he belongs in our hearts and in our nation's leaders. Please use your influence to influence others in making the right choices. Okay, I'm done. Have a blessed day. So there you go. We plant the seed, sprinkle a little bit of water on it, let the good Lord do the growing, share it with who you want. Don't cram it down anybody's throat. I want to thank McGuire Tire, Casey, and the gang there. I've been dealing with them for, gosh, 23 plus years now. Great guys. They'll take care of you. They do everything from tires and so much more. Two locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114. Belton is 254-939-1357. Or simpler yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell me you heard it here. Support the sponsors who support the program. Okay. Take a breath. Colonel, what's your quote again?
The trouble with the internet is you never know what is true.
The word of the day, I want to go over this article before the bottom of the hour. The word of the day is evaluate or reevaluate. Pick your word. I don't care. Call me at 254-697-6633 and you can win a prize. Celebrity tattoo artist Kat Von D has revealed that the race riots of 2020 made her reevaluate her religious and political beliefs, saying the rioting by members of Black Lives Matter and Antifa was much worse than what the news media had portrayed. She spoke with Relatable podcast host Ali Beth about her experience living in Los Angeles at the height of the violent left-wing riots. Quote, when the lockdowns happened, my husband just said, hey, baby, I think we got it wrong. You know, I think we got a lot of things wrong, she said in the interview. You have to understand at the time, BLM was going hard. I was in the middle of it. Like, I lived three doors down from the mayor of Los Angeles. So we had Antifa at our front yard, and they threatened to throw Molotov cocktails and stuff like that. So we were just seeing things in real time, and they were much worse in real life than what the media put on TV. Now, here's a question, people in the studio. Why wouldn't the media report it the way it was? What's the deal?
But speaking of that, it just came out. Video shows Hamas firing on Gaza civilians who attempt to leave hospital where they're using them as hostages, and the Hamas headquarters are in the basement under the hospital.
Whatever you can do to support your agenda, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So the media, if you haven't figured it out by now, has an agenda. And that agenda is to assist those, whoever those are, whoever you want to say they are, whether they're the people behind the curtain, whether they're corporate entities, whether they're just bad politicians, and they want to turn this republic into a democracy. Can you clarify on that?
A democracy is mob rule with no written laws, and the rules can be changed whatever the majority of the group present decide. And it is a violent, short-lived form of government in the Greek little city-states. And then they came up with the idea of written laws to protect the minority and to protect people. The United States was founded as a constitutional republic, representative republic. And it is not a democracy. The word democracy was used by Lewis when he was writing the Communist Teachers Association rules and things. And he switch between democracy and republic to confuse people. And he did a fine job. And now anybody who says that we have a democracy is uninformed or they're socialist.
Let me follow up on that. When I tell you, you've been with me for over 3 years now, and you've been talking about what was read into the congressional record. I tell people to go look at that. Some go, okay,
1963.
Okay. And then the ones that do look at it and read what was put into the congressional record and see what's going on in this country, their jaw drops. It's like, oh my gosh, I see it. It's like looking at one of those pictures with all the squares on them.
Yeah.
And you got to study it long enough, hard enough, keep your eyes focused long enough, all of a sudden the picture comes
Snerd. Single object something. That's the name of the thing that you look at, and all of a sudden the picture pops out.
Right. Yep. Well, that's what happens when they finally take the moment to listen to it. It's just like when we're talking about the CFR, Trilateral Commission, Club of Rome, all these people that are involved with these, are a lot of them are government officials. These are think tanks for socialism. So if you go, and they're hand-selected, most of them, to go into these programs. So if you're hand-selected to go into a program that teaches socialism, when you come out of it and you're put in your elected position, what do you think you're going to do? What do I
Canada.
Got, 20 seconds? 30 seconds, okay.
Okay, we got the World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization to add to those.
That's right. Now, he does young leaders, and Jacinda Ardern is a perfect illustration. Justin Trudeau up in Canada is another perfect example of it. We're going to take a bottom-of-the-hour break. When we come back, we should have our scratch and sniff section of the program with Katie from Moz. If not, we will talk for her, and then we'll be the Colonel. See you on the other side.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on High Cap Adventures.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
Welcome to the Little River Event Center, located in Cameron, Texas, on a privately owned working cattle ranch nestled alongside the running waters of Little River and Sandy Creek. This venue is home to all it takes to have an amazing event. Their warm, rustic, elegant vibe is sure to make your next celebration everything that you dreamed it ever would be. Call to set an appointment at 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Call 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com.
back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program, coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox Studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy-efficient units you can buy. So give them a call, Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. Now, it's the scratch-and-sniff section of the program. Katie is usually busy like crazy. Sometimes she can call, sometimes she can't. So she hasn't called. I'll promote her and tell you what's going on. The Colonel just went there. Maybe you can help us out on this one, too. But Ma's Place in Harker Heights, 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. Great place to eat, great atmosphere, great food, great prices. Colonel?
Well, we went there last week, and my wife had the ham steak. We went in for brunch, and we brought home two-thirds of it, and then I had steak fingers, and I brought home half of that, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, so that's the other thing. You know,
get the bacon cheeseburger. I'm telling you, it is beyond amazing. It's delicious. Huge strips of bacon, just really juicy, kind of like, you know, the juice, the grease just sort of dribbles out.
That's what I was saying about the mass special. It's like they put half a pig on there.
Yes, yeah. That's just delicious.
It's good. Really,
I'm hungry now.
Brent, have you been there?
I have not.
And why not?
No excuse,
Hey. Sir, no excuse.
If you like hamburger steak, if you like ham, if you like home cooking, you need to go there. Check it out.
That's steak to your ribs cooking.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. The plates are big. The price are right.
Comfort food.
And the menu is working, coming out for the new pizza short bakery, orders right. Across the way, it's coming along. It'll be open very shortly.
It's nothing to do with them. It has to do with permits and paperwork. Always a problem. It's a pain in the butt. So we'll be patient, because when it's ready, it's going to be fantastic. So it's 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard. Check it out. And don't forget, when you get there, before you get to the register, you say, hey, I'm an Aaron's High Cap radio listener. You get 10% off the price. Okay, Colonel, that sounds great over the microphone.
That's good, boy.
Okay.
It's fine coffee.
Okay. And we're right about to the point now where the Colonel's going to do his segment. Colonel, you catch that?
All right.
Bad time.
We shall not flag. We shall not go to on. We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. That was a short speech.
To me, that is so freaking easy, but I wonder how many people just don't know it.
And now it's being suppressed in history, I'm sure. But that goes back to World War II. And Sir Winston Churchill made that speech after the big evacuation from Dunkirk, when they were driven off the continent. By
Germans. Need to call in now to tell me who the author of that speech was.
You can try it. Just call. We'd love to talk to you. Right. I'm desperate to have you talk. Okay. Conservative small government supporters took a whipping Tuesday, but we must not quit until the final implementing legislation and rules are passed and written and enforced. So don't give up. The election results. The Biden show torpedoed the older judge retirement amendment. The only thing good about this election was that it spoke loudly about how people feel about the Biden administration's use of a senile puppet. Billions of dollars of spending were added above the constitutional limits that we had worked so hard in the past to keep Texas government of a reasonable size, not even small. Now the camel's nose is under the spending limit tent, and once this massive spending is started, taxpayers will probably never get it stopped. Government hardly ever gets smaller on its own accord. As an election judge, I watch people standing at the voting machines reading the amendments for the first time, not having a clue that whatever the ballot said was the opposite of what the legislature really intended to do. The socialist speaker and his speaker's pact, bought and paid for minions, wiped the floor with taxpayer pockets turned wrong side out. Visualize this, okay? Take all the taxpayers, empty their pockets, turn them wrong side out, and then shove them around the floor. That's what happened Tuesday. What really happened Tuesday, farmers, special interest, cloaked this bill in little farmer protection, when its broad language actually will protect big agriculture and big producers and end up harming small farmers. The child care tax carve out. So what makes them special? Corporate welfare will be paid for by others. There is no government money. Wealth tax prohibition. The only one that should have passed, which prohibited, constitutionally prohibited, the government from putting a tax on your what you own. Property tax buy-down from $40,000 to $100,000 for homestead exemption. This is a short-term thing, and it will result in higher taxes later. Nice bait and switch. Number five, the Texas University Funds. More support for Hamas-supporting socialists and communists that run Texas universities. Nice pictures of white coats. Good advertisements. Number six, creates another water fund to break spending cap and another bureaucracy to control your water and waste your money. Seven, Central Texas Energy Fund breaks constitutional spending limits. Will create subsidies for diesel and natural gas to replace the harm caused by subsidies for wind and solar. Number eight, broadband fund is another bite of government into private business. We have the ability with satellite, Elon Musk, Link, and the Hughes satellite internet. Anybody can have internet that wants it. So this broadband thing is a spend $600 million already, and it's pushing another $1.6 billion into the big telecoms. Number nine, pushes $5 billion more dollars into one of the worst managed funds you can invent. $5 billion more dollars into the teacher retirement fund that was invested at less than inflation rates, and they got paid millions of dollars for doing this wonderful investment for the government. Medical inventory carve out will only cost us $43 million. That's change, chump change. 11, El Paso Park Fund. This is borrowing money for maintenance on the parks and procuring more land buying for the government with taxpayer funds. Do you know about the objective for 2030? 30% of the land into the government's hands by 2030, and using the taxpayers' money to buy it. Think about that. Number 12, abolish Galveston County Treasurer. Replaces an elected and somewhat accountable treasurer with a rubber stamp appointed crony. Too many unelected officials now. 13, judges should be continued based upon their ability to evaluate the application of the laws and not age in the first place. Chronological age means nothing. And we see the difference between Trump and Biden. And if you watch the program that took Rush's place, the two guys, they interviewed Trump, walked in off the golf course cold, no aides, no papers, and talked with him for an hour, answering with all the facts. And then when they said they interviewed Biden, they had pre-planned questions and 20 people standing around to make the answers for him. All right, different people, but it has nothing to do with chronological age.
You know, that's not the story. That's not the news. The news is people see it. They see the cheat cards. They see he's a vegetable, yet they still back him up. That's the story. That's the headline right
there. You overestimate the public. Okay, Barnum and Bailey said nobody ever went broke underestimating the public. All right, number 14, creates another park fund. It breaks constitutional spending caps, grows government, and smells of UN 3030 plan land purchases. 30% of land owned by the government by 2030. Remember, communists want all land owned by the government. They want all the means of production owned by the government. Every time they take over another business, another tax cut, another selection of winners and losers, you, the taxpayers, lose. You lose your freedom, you lose liberty, and you never get it back once you give it away without fighting for it. So I invite any remarks at this time, then we're going to get into Sharia law.
I want to give you some right now. Picture a football field. Everybody loves football here, right? The end zones are the objectives, right? You got the two teams fighting each other, and you've got basic organization of how it's played. So here you have a team. Let's just say Matt's team. He's got the rules, the rule book, the plays, the playbooks, the whole works, and they're setting up, and all of a sudden the other team says, I'm not going to follow the rules. I don't have a playbook. I'm going to do what I want. It'll be total chaos. A lot of the times, people who are regimented and don't have flexibility, that's God bless American soldiers because they do have that flexibility, but they have a tendency to get so focused in that they get beaten by the crazies who do whatever they want to do because they're not obeying the laws or the rules. Which brings me back to what you were just talking about, Colonel. What baffles me, the headline should be, people, once they see the rules, they don't care. It's total mayhem. We have a mess on our hands.
We have rules of engagement that the American fighting man is supposed to follow. You're supposed to wear a uniform so that the combatants can be separated from the public. And we just saw this little article where the Hamas is holding civilians inside of a hospital, shooting them if they try to escape in order to have hostages. And this mixing of civilians and hostages doesn't work.
All right, we're going to take a break. Be back in three.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Visit thektheater.com for information about movies, private rentals, concerts, and live theater. The K Theater in downtown Rockdale provides local access to entertainment and the arts. The K Theater Foundation is a nonprofit and survives due to the generosity of its donors and volunteers. Find us on Facebook at K Theater or online at thektheater.com for upcoming events. Located at 350 North Main Street, Rocktail, Texas, since 1947.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number TACLB009432E.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunShop.com. Mark your calendars for the first annual High Cap Adventures Meet and Greet, brought to you by Cox's AC and Heating and Lennox, right here in Cameron, Texas. The meet and greet will take place on Saturday, November 18th at the Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers, Texas, starting at approximately 1:30 p.m. Come meet and say hello to all the guests and show hosts on Saturday, November 18th from 1:30 to 3:30 at Margarita's Restaurant in Rogers. See you there. Welcome back, everybody. Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program, finishing up the first hour, final segment. The Colonel is going to continue on, but you're going to talk about Sharia law?
Yes. Let's talk about the Arab-Israeli conflict. And this has been going on since Muhammad in the 640 area when he started Islam. And the Council of American Islamic Relations, CARE, you'll hear them on the radio and pushed in the press. The Council of American Islamic Relations has shared board of directors with Hamas in the past. They got caught on this, and so they kind of disguise it now. Under Sharia law, they are required to lie to infidel, and as an infidel, you are considered a non-human. You are an ant, a cockroach, to a quote-unquote believer of Islam. You are not a human. So when you hear a Muslim talking about they love their brothers and they're humans, they are not talking about infidels. You. To ensure the victory of Islam, they are to lie to the infidels. The communist American propaganda arm, mainstream media, are full in on this, as are the Democrats in Congress. So anytime you hear CARE talk about Islamophobia, this is a word that they invented to describe any defensive action against jihad. Jihad is a religious war to strike the necks of the infidel. CARE makes up attacks or claims ghost attacks when it is actually Jewish students who are being attacked on camera and at major universities. Right here locally, down in Round Rock, a few years back, there was an alleged incident where a Quran was smeared with bacon and grease and feces and stuff and left at the door to their Islamic cultural community center. And that was more than likely an inside job. They never found anybody. You know, cowboys just don't do that stuff. You tell me there's a Texan cowboy that'll smear bacon grease. They don't even know what a Quran is, probably. But it was a done deal. And they rode that for PR and publicity and symphony as hard as they could. Muhammad, the perfect Muslim, lied to his enemies and sued for peace whenever he needed to rebuild his armies. No peace treaty will last one day beyond when Islamic jihadists are ready to strike the infidels. There is no such thing as a peace treaty with a Muslim or with a communist. Back when I was in the 1950s at the start of the Cold War, Khrushchev was standing at the lectern in the United Nations, pounding with the heel of his shoe on the lectern. And he basically said that if he signed a treaty with the United States, it meant that he had a pencil in his hand. And that's all it meant. No treaty will last one day beyond when Islamic jihadists are ready to strike the infidels. If you make a treaty and have a pause, all the Muslims are going to do is rearm. They are sworn by their immutable Sharia law. They believe this is the absolute word of God relayed through the angel Gabriel to Muhammad and then written down by his scribes because Muhammad was illiterate. But these rules are considered to be perfect and cannot be changed. And they demand that they strike the necks of the infidels and that they push the Jews, completely annihilate them. They will keep trying until they are successful or they are exterminated. And we cannot stop Israel from exterminating Islam there. The problem is not Hamas. It is not other groups.
And Netanyahu knows that.
Muslims.
Netanyahu knows that. That's why yes. Hamas must be eliminated.
But you have the sympathizers in the United States who are either ignorant or the red-green axis. The socialist and the Muslims are on the same side because they all hate capitalism. They hate Christianity. But remember, you mentioned it earlier there's a book called A 5,000-Year Leap. More progress was made in the United States in the first 150 years of this Christian nation. It was founded by Christians who had fled from Europe under prosecution. They wanted a Christian sanctuary, and they formed one. And we stayed one for 150 years, and they made more progress under this than the whole world in the recorded history of 5,000 years. Now, remember that humans are a very short occupation here. The millions and millions of years the earth is old, the human species has only been around for about 30,000 years. So all these people that are trying to freeze the changes in the world, no heating, no cooling, we want it just the way it is. Well, it hasn't stayed constant throughout history. And I heard on KSN just the other day, they were saying that last summer was the hottest summer on record. I'm sorry, we're coming out of an ice age. It's getting warmer. It's going to continue to get warmer. It has every 227,000 years for the last eight ice ages. Look at the recorded history in the ice, frozen ice in the South America, or in Antarctica. There are records available. They are lying to you. Carbon dioxide is at a low. It is not at a high. It gets much worse, and the plants grow much better. They're more drought resistant when you give them carbon dioxide. It's all a pack of lies, and it's being done to take your money and to take control of you. So I don't have any opinions on this, but there are ferns. There are fossil ferns on the North Slope. This is not the warmest the earth has ever been. And we have, you know, the woolly mastodons and stuff roaming around up in the north, all kinds of things and evidence of much warmer climates. Remember that the Great Lakes were once glaciers. Glaciers gouged out the Great Lakes. Ice covered the northern third of the continent and the southern third. This was an ice age. We are coming out of that. The glaciers have retreated. Glaciers retreat and grow. It is a natural process. So, if you got any questions about that, Muhammad was a perfect Muslim. He lied to his enemy and sued for peace when he needed to rebuild his armies. Open borders, tunnels, dirty nuke suitcase bombs, mass slaughter in blue unarmed cities on the day of reckoning. Will our communist generals appointed by Democrat administrators even fight back? Can our armed forces be deployed in 30 cities across the nation to fight door-to-door to root out jihad warriors fighting for their 72 virgins? Islam promised 72 virgins to every Muslim male killed in jihad. Don't know where they're going to get them all, but they're going to get pretty young. United Nations. It's a descendant of the failed League of Nations from World War I. FDR and Woodrow Wilson tried to start the League of Nations to take away United States sovereignty with one world socialist government. That was what World War I was supposed to bring. It didn't work. And FDR started World War II by baiting the Japanese into an action to incite the unknowing American public into another war to make them more flexible. We have another, the J6 incident. The more stuff comes out. It was a federal insurrection. I say federal. It was the Democrats and the communists that set up, and they used the MAGA unfolded brand new red capes and hats to try to incriminate and force this off on the J6ers who just happened to come up there.
All right, now, Colonel, that's a lot to swallow for everybody. Now, listen, if you've been paying attention for the amount of time that we're paying attention and the amount of time we do this, every little bit of information that comes in, we can immediately go, yes, it goes into that column. If you're hearing this for the first time, you're probably going, what the hell is going on? What's he talking about? Look, I can't help it if you won't go look at it. I can't help it if you won't go study it. I can't help it if you're not scared to death that there's something going on and you want to try and figure it out. I can't help it. You need to get off your fourth point of contact and make an effort to learn, to either agree with what we're saying here or to call us out with proof and evidence that we are wrong, and I'll adjust my statement. But we got a serious issue on our hands here. And if a lot of people, a third of the nation, I said it before, could care less. Another third of the nation care, but they don't do much. And then the last third are people like us who are screaming from the rooftop saying, hey, let's save this nation.
Yep. The J6 thing started an hour before Trump's speech at the Ellipse. The people that were at Trump's speech were still walking, peaceably assembling, singing hymns, laughing and talking, and still headed toward the Capitol when they were breaching the Capitol and going inside. All these people in these capes and everything coming out of boxes, there are videos of them changing clothes in the bushes around the Capitol. This is not a Trump insurrection.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming up to the top of the hour. That's a lot of information to digest. That's why we put it in podcast form. You got it on Facebook. You can replay it. You can listen to it. Check it out on your own. I mean, the most simplest thing you could do is look up the Communist Manifesto. Look it up and read it and go one by one. There's a few in there that might go, I don't get it. I don't understand how it applies. But the majority of them, you're going to go, oh, that's quite obvious. I can see it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. She is going to be doing Christine's Excellence and explaining what she's got to offer and help be able to help you out if you have any types of tax problems. Christine, I probably slaughtered that. I got 20 seconds. Give me a teaser.
That's okay. We're talking about the IRS's release of the annual numbers for inflation adjustments, and it's just really kind of pales in comparison to what the Colonel was just talking about, but listen in.
And we'll be back in about 3 minutes. See you on the other side.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357 or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Adventure Radio program coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy-efficient units you can buy. So give them a call. Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. Don't forget, we're simulcasting right here, right now, 105.1 FM The Ranch. Also, KRXT 98.5 FM out of Rockdale. Check us out on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give us a call in the studio at 254-697-6633. All programming put into podcast form. You can check it out at Spotify, Podbean, Apple. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Check out the YouTube channel, Instagram, Facebook, the whole works. Thank you to the sponsors, people who donate privately. If you want to donate on a monthly basis to support this program, it takes a lot of money to keep this show on the air on two stations every month. The rates are pretty high. So, sorry. Just so the help, it helps out a lot, okay? So go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, and scroll down. There'll be a donation button there to help it out, and I appreciate it very much. Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great, Matt. Thanks for that. Thanks for that introduction. It's good to be here. As you know, I was traveling recently. Did a conference in New Orleans. That was pretty exciting. Got to speak at that. And then I was in Poland most recently. I came back Monday. I was very privileged, and I'm giving a shout out to the crew, cast and crew of Triumph of the Heart. This is a movie completely crowdfunded. No Hollywood money, no Hollywood backing behind it. This is a movie that is written and directed by Anthony D'Ambrosio. It's produced by my daughter, Cecilia Stevenson.
Woo-hoo, yeah. Woo-hoo.
And they are filming this in this tiny little town south and a little bit west of Warsaw. They've been there for about 3 months in and around the area. And it's a movie about Maximilian Kolbe and his volunteering to replace one of the 10 prisoners that were selected by the head of the concentration camp in Auschwitz to die by starvation because one prisoner escaped. He got away, and so they punished, in punishment, they took 10 people randomly, and one of the prisoners that was selected said, "Oh no, you know, my wife, my kids, no, not me." Kolbe stepped up and said, "I'll take his place. I'll step in," and they are all their sentence was death by starvation. So this movie starts there. And you know, most people, I think medically you can last maybe 3 days or so without water ish.
Was it 3 minutes air, 3 minutes water?
Yes, like the rule of threes.
3 days water.
Yeah. Anyway, so they lasted up for about 2 weeks or so, 10 days to 2 weeks. These 10 men, not all of them lasted that long. It got down to Kolbe and three other survivors. But the point is he volunteered to willingly take the place of someone else's spot that was going to die. And so they're in this production mode, lighting, costume, makeup, sound. The director of photography, I was so privileged. I got to be there and watch them film some of these scenes. And it was amazing. One of the death scenes, I mean, it's Academy level performance, what they're doing. They have a very famous Polish actor, Marcin Kowalski. I believe that's how you say his name. He's very well known in Poland.
He says that and then looks at me. Did I say it right?
Did I say it right? Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
I hope I said your name right, Marcin. And very well known in Poland. And they're filming us under these, you know, it's cold there right now. It's November. And they're in these little thin, you know, prisoner, you know, Nazi prisoner camp outfits. Anyway, it's just amazing. I want to promote the film, kolbespassion.org. You can go and check this out. You can donate. Again, kolbespassion.org. It's an amazing film that's being produced right now. And your devotional earlier, you were talking about, it said that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. And the thing about Kolbe and these prisoners is when the Nazis came to check on them, they were calm, they were praying, they were singing.
You know, when you're convicted like that, when you have a conviction of thought like that,
yeah,
and faith is,
yeah,
it takes a lot.
So, you know, talk about, you know, the ultimate sacrifice and laying down your life, you know, for your fellow man. Anyway, kolbespassion.org, please check it out. It's scheduled for release in the spring of 2024. That's kind of the time frame. So it's going to be an amazing film. Now, on to other more practical down-to-earth here in the United States issues. The IRS released its annual inflation adjustments numbers for 2024, and I'm going to go over some of those. We have seven tax brackets. We have a tax bracket, and we have a tax rate. And your tax bracket is how much taxable income you have, from $0 to $11,000.
Is one of them labeled broke?
Yes, that would be zero.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, you have tax brackets, and then there is a tax rate that is tied to that bracket. And I'm not going to get into the numbers, because numbers, people get lost, you know, when they hear numbers on the radio. But those numbers are out. And so what does it really mean? What does it mean for you and I, the common everyday citizen? These numbers will come into play on your tax returns when your tax returns are prepared in 2025. The numbers we're using next year, in calendar year 2024, are all the numbers that we have right now in 2023. So here's some things that you need to think about as we roll into 2024. If you're going to get married, if you're going to have a baby, or maybe you're going to adopt a child, these are some things. If you're going to start a business, for instance, these are some things that could affect your tax return and your income situation, of course. And so what you need to do at the beginning of the year, in my opinion, one of the things you can do to help yourself is go and use the estimator tool on the IRS website. It's free. It's, I don't know, maybe takes you 15, 20, 30 minutes to go through the tool. And what you're doing is projecting with the new, now the estimator tool will have the new numbers programmed into it that affect us for 2024. And so when you go in there and you put in your paycheck information, if you are self-employed, you add your self-employment income into the estimator tool. That calculator projects roughly, it's an estimate, through the end of the year, how much tax you might owe. And the reason you're doing this is because at the beginning of the year is the time to adjust your Form W-4 where you work. If you are an employee, your employer has a Form W-4 that you fill out, and it tells your employer, how much tax do you want to come out of your paychecks every couple of weeks, or however often you're paid? And so if you do this at the beginning of the year, if you adjust your W-4 based on the new numbers that the IRS is now releasing, they'll go into effect in January, one of two things. You can have more money in your paychecks every week or every 2 weeks, or however often you're paid, and maybe a little bit less of a refund at the end of the year. And some people like that. My opinion is, don't give the government a tax-free loan all year. Keep your money. You're a better steward of your money. You know what to do with your money better than the government. So I say adjust your W-4.
The only downside that would be is if you miscalculated.
Yes. So if you do miscalculate, the good news is you can adjust as the year goes along. You don't have to just stick with what you do at the beginning of the year. You can go back in and put in a new W-4. Many employers have a portal. You just go into the portal and you know, name, social, and a couple other pieces of information, and you walk through that W-4 form to adjust it. So you can keep more money in your paychecks every week, all year long, or for those that really, really like that big refund, and a lot of people do, that means you will have less money in your pocket all year, but you get this big refund. And a lot of people use that refund to fund vacations or put a down payment on something or pay off debt. We have a huge credit card debt issue. We topped, what was it, $1 trillion, I think, a couple months ago. A report came out, $1 trillion of credit card debt. Some people use those refunds to pay off that debt. So this is what you need to do at the beginning of 2024. And I would also have you check with your employer. Many Americans, average American, there are benefits you have with your employer, even if you're not, you know, making a whole lot of money, that you can take advantage of. For instance, if your employer has a flexible savings account or flexible savings plan, an FSA, that's money that comes out of your paycheck and is set aside in an account for you, and you can use that for various purposes. You know, health issues. You know, if you need to go to the doctor, there's just different things you can use that money for, and you've earned it, and it's taken out of the pool of money that's going to be taxed. And it's sitting there in account for you. The thing about an FSA, though, is it's often a use it or lose it. If you don't use it by the end of the year that you've set aside, then you lose it. although many employers do allow for a little bit of an extension into the following year to still access that money. So these are things you can do. If you have kids in daycare, maybe your employer has a benefit for some daycare funds that can be set aside. Again, that's money that you're making, and it's being taken out of the taxable pool. It's set aside for you to use for your daycare purposes. So these are just some basic things that you can do to plan for the new year, and I want to encourage you to do that. And if you need some help, I'm happy to do that. You can call me, 737-234-0196. So a couple other quick things about the numbers that were released. The child tax credit so far is not going to be changing. The Congress was talking about changing that and adjusting it and tweaking it. So far, they haven't done anything. The maximum amount of refundable tax credit is going to stay at $1,700. For those of you that have kids, like Shelby has kids, she probably benefits from the child tax credit. Capital gains rates, they are not changing, but the brackets associated with the capital gains tax rates are changing, and you can go look those numbers up. Standard deduction is going up by $1,500 if you are married filing jointly, which I am. The standard deduction is now going to be $29,200. And if you are blind or born before January 1st of 1958, you get an additional $1,550. And we'll talk more about this when we come back from break.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back. Christine Stevenson, World Age with the IRS. Now, don't forget, if you can't remember how to get in contact with her, go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page. All my sponsors are there. Click on their link. It'll take you right to them. We're going to take a break. You'll be back in 3 minutes.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850.
Are you looking for something fun to do? Then you need to check out the K Theater in Rockdale. For movies, for concerts, live theater, or talk to us about your private rental needs. Call or text Brian Beard for details at 512-470-4343. The K Theater, located at 350 North Main Street in downtown Rockdale. Or go to thektheater.com. Or find us on Facebook at K Theater.
Mark your calendars for the first annual High Cap Adventures Meet and Greet,
brought to you by Cox's AC and Heating and Lennox, right here in Cameron, Texas. The meet and greet will take place on Saturday, November 18th at the Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers, Texas, starting at approximately 1:30 p.m. Come meet and say hello to all the guests and show hosts on Saturday, November 18th from 1:30 to 3:30 at Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers. See you there.
Do we need to wear... Here we go. We're hot.
Welcome back,
we're
everybody.
Woo.
Gotta be alert. Gotta be awake. Welcome back. The number 254-697-6633. Special guest host today is Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS. She walked into the studio over almost 3 years ago, two and a half years ago?
No, it'll be 2 years. It's 2 years. Yes.
I could swear it was longer than that, but it doesn't matter.
I know. It feels like forever sometimes, doesn't it?
She walked in the door, and I saw excellence immediately. And she's been with us ever since. So, Christine, continue on with what you're doing, please.
Thank you, Matt. If you would like to get a hold of me, please call me, send me a text. I'm at 737-234-0196. That's 737-234-0196. Happy to help you out with your tax problems. If you have finance problems, I am a finance coach as well. I help individuals and small businesses with daily control of money. That's a really big thing, especially for small businesses. As a matter of fact, at the conference I was at, I gave a great demonstration, if I say so myself, on how easy it is for money to slip through your fingers. Yes. That's right, slip through your hands, and it's so true. But anyway, love to help you out. Give me a call, send me a text.
Coming.
There we go. And I was talking a little bit about the new numbers the IRS is releasing for 2024. Don't worry, I won't quiz you on all the numbers that I was shouting out at you, but lots of small incremental increases that will help you on your tax return next year. So I left the break with talking about the standard deduction. I'm going to touch back on that again. So the standard deduction is increasing. For those, everyone, head of household, whatever your filing status is, married filing separately, single, married filing jointly, it's going up. And again, that's a good thing. And if you are blind or you are born before January 2nd, 1958, you get what's called an additional standard deduction, which is another $1,550 that will help reduce the tax on your income. So student loan payments are kicking in for a lot of people this month in November, and your ability to deduct your student loan interest will be available to you to the tune of $2,500 in 2024. So you can claim up to $2,500 of interest on your student loans that you start paying in 2024. So keep that number in mind. Yes,
I have a question if it won't mess you up. People are listening. And sometimes I get the impression they think that you're a tax accountant. You know, you help them with their taxes. Can you clarify briefly in 25-cent terms what that person does and what you do in comparison to them?
Yes. So a tax preparer, which I can prepare tax returns, is taking your information and creating your tax return that you sign and send to the IRS. I have done that. I do that on limited cases. My specialty, the area I focus in, is generally long after the tax return has been filed, or if the tax return has never been filed, and now you've gotten letters from the IRS that say, hey, we think you owe $175,000.
That's when somebody goes, what the heck, I need help.
Yes, what the heck. That's when they call me, and we have to look at, okay, do you really owe $175,000? Maybe, maybe not. Newsflash, the IRS is not always correct in the amounts that they say are due. In fact, they're often incorrect with what they say is due. So that's when you would call me. And we do a deep dive. I've spoken about that before.
Can I pause you again?
Yeah, yeah.
In your opinion, is there a common reason why they're the wrong? Because the humans who are doing it, who read the laws like you read them, did they not read them enough? Did they misinterpret them? What do you think?
So anyone that prepares a tax return has a responsibility to ask appropriate questions about your situation. Are you married? Do you have kids? Your job? Are you self-employed? Did you win the lottery? Things like that. So that's incumbent upon a tax preparer, whether it's a CPA, an enrolled agent such as myself, or someone that's working at, you know, H&R Block or something like that. They have to ask these questions. So the information that goes in the tax return is only as good as the person that is giving the tax preparer the information.
That's the tax preparer, but I'm talking about the IRS agent. who is analyzing those finished.
Oh, so the IRS person that's looking at the tax return.
What's the common mistake there?
Oh, okay. So many of them, newsflash, many people at the IRS that are looking at tax returns, these are lower level, you know, GS 8, 7, and 6 on below, don't actually necessarily have tax law knowledge. They don't know the law behind what's on the tax return. So they follow the instructions in the Internal Revenue Manual. It's a giant if-then chart. If this, then that. If the taxpayer put this number on this line, then X, Y, Z, whatever
they
have.
You think they reverse it. They would have the people who are experts to see if it even needs to go to a next level.
Well, there's a lot of people that they need to hire to process tax returns, and not everyone has that knowledge. But the higher, you know, the people, the revenue officers, revenue agents, tax compliance officers, they all have, generally they have to have like 24 hours of accounting. They have to have some experience. So the person that's looking at the tax return or the issues in the person's account, they may or may not understand, oh, yes, this $175,000 is accurate. They might not know the basis for this number. They just know the computer shows, oh, $175,000 due. And so the letter has to go out, a series of letters. And so they try to collect that. That's the IRS's job, is to collect tax at the least amount of cost to the government in the quickest amount of time. I mean, that's basically... Well, they're not really a for-profit organization,
oh, yeah,
so to speak.
Are.
But anyway, so when you get in trouble with the IRS, or you think you're in trouble with the IRS, that's when you need to call me, and I can dive in and help you out. So going back to some of the numbers that the IRS has released for 2024, the gift tax exclusion is going up to $18,000. And this is actually a fairly common question. That means, Matt, I could gift you, and anybody else, Bill, I could.
No, it's okay, just me.
Okay, sorry, just Matt.
Just me.
$18,000, and there's no consequence for you as the recipient, and there's no consequence for me in terms of what I have to report to the IRS. So $18,000. So mom and dad could potentially gift $36,000.
Well, that's each person. Okay.
It's $18,000 per person can gift. That's the gift tax exclusion. So as the recipient, you don't have anything to do with it, but it's the person that's giving the money that might have a responsibility to report that to the IRS if it's over $18,000. Along with that, the federal estate tax exclusion is going up $13,610,000 per person. So if you're married and your spouse passes away, and the first $13,610,000 of your spouse's estate passes to you, the remaining spouse, without issue, there's no federal estate tax that you would have to pay. There may be a state issue that's separate. I focus on the federal. And here's something very, very important. And I had a case not too long ago about this. A woman whose husband passed away a couple of years ago, we were getting into the details of her situation, and I asked her, I said, did you take the portability of your husband's unused estate tax exemption with you? And she said, what are you talking about? I said, this is, so when your husband passed away, and it was in 2020, and I don't remember what the number was, but it was around $11 or $12 million. That was his to use if he needed it for his estate when he died. He didn't use that, and she, as the remaining spouse, could take his estate tax exclusion and add it to hers, in effect doubling what she can protect when she passes away. It's called the unused estate tax exemption. It's portable. The executor of the will needs to be aware of this. The tax preparer preparing the decedent's return that year needs to be aware of it. This is for people that, you know, have $13, $14, $15 million and more in their estate that really need to pay attention to this. For, I'm guessing most of us here in this room, that's probably not an issue that, you know, we need to be aware of.
Next month.
There we go. So just be aware of that.
So Christina, if I was like going, having these people make it up trust for me, and I go, look, I want to make sure this person who's doing the trust for me or whatever is necessary for the taxes. Hey, you need to call Christine. Make sure what I want and you're doing is on the same sheet of music as what the Fed's going to be okay with. Is that a good call?
No, actually, because then you've got two spokes in there, and you really only want one oak spoke. Sorry.
Okay.
You got to, you know, if you have an estate that big, your attorney should have some familiarity with the tax law and how all that applies.
That's why you're the expert, and I'm just listening.
Not my wheelhouse. So other a couple of quick things. Please, your opportunity to contribute to your 401k, your 403b, most 457 plans, or if you're in the military, the TSP, the Thrift Savings Plans, you can tuck away $23,000 next year in 2024. And if you're over age 50, like I am, you can tuck away an additional $7,500. So you have the opportunity potentially to tuck away $30,500 from your pay if you're an employee, if you have one of those plans. Take advantage of that. These are things that the average, you know, citizen should take advantage of when they're employed. And IRA contributions are also increasing. It's going up to $7,000 from $6,500 in 2023. So a couple other little things real quick. Actually, you know what? I'm going to talk about these when we come back from the break. I want to talk just briefly about some of the things I spoke about at my conference for business owners out there and the five bank accounts that I strongly recommend you open if you don't already have them, and how this will help you with your cash flow, how this will help you set money aside for taxes to pay the IRS. That was actually the purpose of my talk, what I was giving the people at that conference. These are simple things you can do, and they will help you out come tax time.
Very good. All right. I've got Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, here in the studio. She's a walking encyclopedia when it comes to this stuff, so it's great. And here's the other nice thing about it. If you forget or missed it or didn't write it down, you can replay the Facebook video when it's all done. Go to, probably by Monday, the podcast will be up. Listen to that. We'll be back.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrinafeed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571. Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850.
Welcome to the Little River Event Center, located in Cameron, Texas, on a privately owned working cattle ranch nestled alongside the running waters of Little River and Sandy Creek. This venue is home to all it takes to have an amazing event. Their warm, rustic, elegant vibe is sure to make your next celebration everything that you dreamed it ever would be. Call to set an appointment at 512-965-0477 or go to littleriverevent center.com. Call 512-965-0477 or go to littleriverevent center.com. High Cap Adventure Radio program coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy efficient units you can buy. So give them a call. Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. In the studio with me, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, my special guest host. And she has more great info to give you. Christine, take it away.
I do. Thank you, Matt. So, I threw a ton of numbers and information out there in the last, 30 minutes or so. Here's the important thing to remember with all of the stuff, the information I just gave you. This is the only number you really need to know. Please get out your pencils, your pen, open up your laptop. Here's the number you need to know. 737-234-0196. That's the number you need to know. And that number, coincidentally, is my number. So you can call me.
What is that, 8675? Right. Is that song? Okay.
You can call me if you need help with some basic tax planning. Most people can take advantage of tax planning, even just, you don't have to make in hundreds of thousands of dollars to take advantage of some of the things that your employer offers you. Or if you're self-employed, these are the things I do. I can help you create a budget. I can help you forecast. Look at your cash flow. Where are you bleeding money? Where are you not saving? Where would you like to cut waste? That's a big one. Maybe you can streamline, or you can add benefits to your plan if you have employees. Simple things you can do to help yourself out. So now I'm going to give a very condensed version of the 20 minutes I got at the conference, because my host here to my left is only giving me 5 minutes, so now I'm down to about 4 minutes. So,
yeah, I'm such the bad guy, aren't I?
Yes. So, if you are in business for yourself in some way, self-employed, you have a side hustle, part of the gig economy, you are making widgets, selling them out of your garage, you are a content writer, you put out information on YouTube, and you collect money as a self-employed person with Form 1099, or maybe you're just getting paid cash and no 1099 form follows at the end of the year. In my opinion, you need to have 5 basic business accounts. Okay, and so I'm going to go through those pretty quickly here. The number one account you need to have is an income account. Might seem a little obvious, but it's worth mentioning. Only income goes in this account. Income only. The second account you need to open, and these are business bank accounts, so you're going to have an EIN to give to the financial institution to open these accounts. The second account is going to be for profit or purpose. This is something that came to me recently from another coach in my circle. A profit or purpose account. The third account I want you to open is for yourself, owner's pay, your compensation. You are in business to make money for yourself. So please pay yourself accordingly. For the first 2 years of being self-employed, I paid myself nothing. So nope, I can't afford to pay myself anything. I got to leave it all in the business. That's some mindset issues that I had to work through. So I got over that, and then I started writing myself my paychecks. To Christine, from Christine, the very first paycheck I wrote myself, wait for it, $250. Woohoo! Yes. And when
Don't spend it all in one place.
Don't spend it all in one place. That's right. It was a big deal. It's like, oh my gosh, I can pay myself $250. Well, I got over the $250 amount, and I've attached a couple more zeros on that now, and I pay myself. But the point is you must pay yourself. It's very, very important. The fourth account you need to have open is for business expenses. Business expenses only. You're paying your bills, your subscription services, the rent, wherever you are renting your space. Only business expenses go through this account, which would include payroll, which could be a sub-account of business expenses. And the last account, and that's also a checking account, the last account I want you to have is a savings account, very specifically for taxes. And I say a savings account instead of a checking account because I want you to adopt the mindset of I'm saving money for taxes. I know I'm going to have to pay tax, whether that's employment tax, payroll, money to the IRS in the form of tax. Adopt the mindset of I'm opening a savings account to save money to send the IRS when it comes time to send your quarterly estimated tax payment as a self-employed person. So those are the five accounts. I lead people through this. I offer a service that can help you get all of this set up. It's very, very important. It will streamline your business. There's a little bit of work on the front side, of course, to open five accounts. That takes a little bit of doing, but it will really make a difference, and you will have actual profit in your account instead of just the line item on your profit and loss sheet that your accountant prints out for you at the end of the year. If you look at that, I had a lady the other, well, I guess last week, maybe before I went to Poland, she and I met, and $250,000, that's what her husband's business makes. They take $14,000 a month as their income into their household, and $250,000, I think, works out to be about $17,000 a month, if someone wants to correct me on my math. And I said, well, okay, $17,000 is the net you're making every month, and you're taking $14,000 into your household. Where's the other $3,000? What happened to that $36,000 in your income? What did you do with it? And she had no. She said, "Oh my gosh, I don't know. Where is that $36,000?" I said, "Yes, let me help you find it. That $36,000 because she owes a tax debt to the IRS. She and her husband said, "Let's go find that money." So these are some of the things that I can do. Dive in a little forensic analysis, if you will, to look at cash flow and help people out. So call me 737-234-0196. Would love to help you out with your money.
It is so involved. I'm telling you, it can be overwhelming.
Yes.
If you don't have somebody who...
to guide you.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I do. I guide people.
So when you're overwhelmed, flustered, fearful that the people are going to be knocking on your door, instead of you doing that and them knocking on your door, you just need to punch the buttons to get a hold of Christine Stevenson and her direct number, 737-234-0196. If you can't remember that, aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page and click on our link.
Yes, and last thing, can I promo
Absolutely.
My book? Here, can you show my book there up to the camera? I wrote this book for you self-employed people out there, How to Avoid Trouble with the IRS. You are my target audience. Get this book. 10 tax tips, the 10 best tax tips for the self-employed gig worker and independent contractor. This will help you out. The stuff in this book is basic, super simple. If you follow it, and everything I just talked about is in this book to a lesser extent, and it will work. It'll help you avoid trouble with the IRS. And I know it works because I do it. Thousands of other people have done it. And all my time at the IRS down in Austin, I'm telling you, this stuff will help you out.
Very good. Christine, you're awesome. Look, I've got 5 minutes, approximately 4 to 5 minutes before the break. Is that correct, Brett? I got 4 minutes. So with that, I want to just take the time to talk about sperm.
Well, there's a heck of a segue there,
segway,
Matt.
Segway, yeah.
That's a
wow.
segue,
right? Okay.
Well, I want to do that because I got a woman in here and I got the guys in here and I've got people who potentially want children and all this kind of stuff. So I want to get different angles of opinion here. Demand for unvaxxed sperm soars. Now, that right there has a subheadline that says more and more people are realizing that the COVID jab is not a good jab. Woman looking for donors who refuse experimental COVID jab. Let's see here. The media denies COVID jabs affect fertility, but German study from 2022 found there's a strong association between the onset of vaccination programs and the fertility decline 9 months after. Hopefully mothers on
19%.
19%, okay. Hopefully mothers are increasingly on the hunt for sperm donors who refuse to take the experimental COVID shot. Let's see. Jonathan David Rinaldi, dubbed the Sperminator.
Oh, man.
Come on. Was a prolific donor for years on the Facebook group Sperm Donation USA, the largest sperm donation group in America. But Rinaldi claimed he saw a massive increase in the demand for sperm from unvaccinated donors during the rollout of the COVID jabs in 2021 amid the pandemic, and so broke off from the group to start his own sperm donation group that exclusively caters to anti-COVID vax movement.
I wonder if these are self-employed people.
And they could use your help.
They could use my help.
His name is David Rinaldi, Jonathan David Rinaldi. You should call him and say, listen.
No, he needs to call me. My customers have to reach out and put skin in the game and call me. No pun intended.
Okay, here we are. Rinaldi said he doesn't trust the safety or efficacy of the experimental COVID jab given its unknown long-term effects on fertility. Quote, I just don't trust big government, big pharma. I don't trust them. I'm right there with you. And I don't need to inject myself with things that I don't even know what's in it. So what do you think? Christine, as a woman.
Yes.
Here you are in your years of super fertility.
Yes.
You're starting out a family, or you want to start out a family.
Yep.
Knowing what you know, what's your thought process on this?
Well, I'm actually coming from it from a spiritual, moral, religious perspective. Right. And this is playing God.
Clarify.
So, God made, men and women, and the marital embrace is designed to be between the two people.
Are you telling me there's only two genders?
Yes, actually, I am firmly declaring that there are only two genders.
Well, a little bit later on, I'm going to argue that fact because it says it right here on this article.
Oh, well, because we read 70, it in the news.
Right, we read it in the news.
Read it on the internet.
72 other genders. But go ahead.
No. So for the premises of my statement, I'm assuming there are only two genders, male and female. And so those that wish to donate their sperm are thwarting the natural design of what God intended. Which is it's not natural to donate your sperm to random women that want to impregnate.
Talking
impregnate
sperm, themselves. Lost track of the time. Got less than 20 seconds here.
So I don't know. That's my answer to that question. I think so. It's thwarting what nature intended.
All right, we'll come back in a few minutes.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have the gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Mark your calendars for the first annual High Cap Adventures Meet and Greet, brought to you by Cox's AC and Heating and Lennox, right here in Cameron, Texas. The meet and greet will take place on Saturday, November 18th at the Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers, Texas, starting at approximately 1:30 p.m. Come meet and say hello to all the guests and show hosts on Saturday, November 18th from 1:30 to 3:30 at Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers. See you there. Welcome back, everybody. The Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program, finishing up hour number two, final segment, another hour to go. We were talking about sperm. I'm not trying to be funny here. This was I've read this article or articles like this before with the COVID jabs because Christine, you've been around long enough with me and the Colonel's been definitely with me. When we talked about these articles about how the COVID shot is causing these worms, and what is it, Colonel? The
there's big those long blood clots and stuff. But
yes,
Dr. Cole, who is a pathologist and can stain tissue samples to show the spike protein, the sperm are lined with the spike protein after you've had the vaccination. So it does impact the sperm. What it does to them, I do not know. Okay, that's, but it is not healthy. So
and I said this,
if they're motile, able to move, I don't know.
I said this last week that I'm not anti-vax. I'm not. I'm anti-current vax because it's up for profit.
It's not a vax.
It's right. It's not a vaccine by traditional definition.
Who is the doctor? What's the doctor's name that came up with the polio vaccine? What's his name?
Salk.
Okay. He comes in there for the greatness of humanity and figures out a way to cure polio. Okay? No profit. It's there on the books. Anybody can reproduce it. The whole works. But now, I think it was in the late 80s.
Yeah.
Where people can come up with these cocktails of vaccines, patent them, and make a profit on it. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me ask you a question. If you made something and have a patent on it, wouldn't you want people to buy your product as compared to the other person's product? It just makes total sense, right?
Sure, yeah.
So if you're a pharmaceutical company and you're putting this juice together, whatever it is, for whatever reason you're concocting it the way you're concocting it, you still want people to buy it. So if you have a pandemic, what a great opportunity to make billions upon billions of dollars.
I needed somebody like that. I have a patent on a device to alleviate the need for anesthesia for children receiving multi-view radiation therapy. And they had to lie perfectly still for 40 minutes in order to get 10 or so shots of their spine and head for cancer treatment. And they were giving them anesthesia to make them lie still. And this having that 30 days or 30 times was very detrimental to the family and to the child. So I invented a little box that allowed them to watch videos while they were laying there. And they would lay perfectly still. Tried to sell it to other hospitals, and anesthesia is a profit center.
You know, Christine, you're the only woman in the studio here, so it's kind of unfair.
I identify as a woman.
You identify as a woman. Okay. So I'm going to ask the audience out there. Ladies, the number here is 254-697-6633. If you're in childbearing years, or you want to make a comment about it, even if you may not be in childbearing years, the concept idea of receiving sperm from your mate that has been polluted with a COVID shot. I would like your thoughts and opinions, please. 254-697-6633. I'll keep your name anonymous if you don't want to.
I mean,
there's
just
a high probability from this 19% reduction in fertility that the sperm that you receive may not conceive, or you may not be able to conceive if you've had the shot, because of the attack on the placenta and the attachment of the placenta to the womb, to the uterus.
So I would have concern. I don't know if concerns is the right word, but there would be something that is troubling in my mind to be on the receiving end of sperm that have been, you know, vaccinated, essentially. That would be tough. I'm beyond childbearing years, so for me, it's, you know, it's a non-issue. But
okay, but let's put ourselves in that position, and we can say, okay, I've heard about this COVID shot. I've heard people say this, and I heard people say that. Ah, it's probably a bunch of baloney. And then all of a sudden, there's problems. Whereas some people in those particular blocks of time, childbearing ages, go, you know, I've done my homework and I've seen certain things and I don't want to take the risk. There's enough risk already. Look, they're giving twice, I forget the number, Colonel, you might know. How many injections are they giving babies under 6 months?
Under 6 months.
Under 6 months, like 70-something injections?
Total for the under 5 years is 72, I think.
So when you match this up with the time they started doing this to the spike in...
The death of children under the age of five goes up in proportion to the number of vaccinations they've had.
I got too many things going through my head here. What's the name of the problem that children have?
Autism.
That's it. The spike goes up incredible when you notice the time frame and when they started getting everybody these shots.
Well,
but they had
also
better diagnosing techniques as well.
Yeah, I heard that crap too.
I've said instead of investigating the effects, what the negative of that, and you look at groups that do not vaccinate and what they have, and we have the Amish, I believe it is, that do not do any vaccinations, and they do not have any autism. So that tells me something. You know, it's not that vaccinations cause it, because they're going to deny that. But the fact that you don't have vaccinations, you don't have autism, so what?
What about this one? I touched on it with the show highlights. Enough is enough. Widower sues hospital for withholding ivermectin. Claims wrongful death. Let's see here. Despite her condition initially improving after she received the drug under a court order, the hospital's subsequent decision to stop the treatment led to a rapid decline in her health. The family of a woman who died after a hospital refused to treat her with ivermectin for COVID-19 has filed a wrongful death suit. According to the lawsuit, let's see here. While she was being treated with the ivermectin and immediately afterwards, the person's respiratory and cardiovascular function showed significant improvement and she required significantly less oxygen, vasopressors, and ventilator support, which was clearly demonstrated in her medical records. As a result of the ivermectin, Ms. Bucco was on her way to recovery, and then they refuse her to get it. Boom, she dies.
It's happened right here locally, the big hospital on the hill.
Okay. Look, when you get these medical people in there, these pharmaceutical places, if you have a drug that's making you a bunch of money, but you have a drug like ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine that's been on the market for years with a proven track record to handle a lot of these problems, and you say, hey, wait a minute. If I'm spending all this money to develop this COVID shot, and I got loonies out there, with an air quote, who want to take this other stuff.
It was already developed
and it worked. They're competition to my profitability.
Well, the remdesivir had been invented before, and they tried it on Ebola, and it killed 53% of the people that took it with kidney failure. And now Fauci lied about its effectiveness. He lied about its negative impact, and they started pushing it because they made $3,000 or something dollars per shot. Now, this is coming back to haunt them. People are getting to wise up, even though it's way too late. But they're still pushing the protocol at the local hospital.
COVID-19, and here they're still pushing and still worried about COVID-19. They've got vaccinations that are set up for incoming diseases. How do they know it's coming? It's like they set it up They prepare it because they can utilize it to make profit and to manipulate public opinion.
Well, China has something going on right now that the MRIs, they call it white lung disease because the lungs are completely white, opaque to the radiation, except for little pockets of black necrosis where the lung is dying. So this, they call it the white lung disease, and they're having a lot of people dying over there. The hospitals are full, and they've got multiple viruses going around. Something is going on over there, and it's going to get out. There's going to be more issues, but the good news is ivermectin still works.
So what are you going to do, ladies and gentlemen? When the next scare comes, when the next disease comes, and they start pushing, wear the mask, take the shot, what are you going to do? Are you going to submit like cows to the slaughter? Or are you going to stand tall, you're going to learn, get informed, and push against? What are you going to do?
Masks are extremely bad for you, and they have bacteria, they have fungi, you get pneumonia from them, they shallow your breath, so it makes you more susceptible to pneumonia.
And we've had stories where people are wearing a mask in their car alone, passing out because they can't breathe, hitting telephone poles.
Yep, and there are a number of things. It increases the level of carbon monoxide in your the level of carbon dioxide, reduces the amount of oxygen you have. It keeps young children from seeing the mouth and expressions and learning how to talk, learning how to recognize expressions. It's just destructive of everything, and we are going to pay a price we do not know yet.
With less than a minute, I'll just say this. Ladies and gentlemen, do you like to be had? Do you like to be manipulated? Do you like to be taken advantage of? Do you like to be kept left in the dark? I'm telling you. I don't care if you believe me or not. I'm telling you. You listen to the lamestream media, and I'd have to say the majority of it is bought and paid for by some type of sponsor who's pushing an agenda, whatever that agenda may be. You need to do your homework and study it. You need to dive deep into the rabbit hole and see what's going on. And when you do, if you go with an open mind, look, don't take just anything. I've been doing this for a long time. A lot of stuff will come my way, and I got to sift through it to say, nah, that's bogus. I got to check my stories and my sources. We'll be back at the top of the hour.
Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5 and 6 inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have a gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number DAC CLB 009432E.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
To the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program, coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy efficient units you can buy. Give them a call, Cox's Heating and AC, at 254-697-4252. We are simulcasting right here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at KRXT 98.5 FM. Check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Call into the studio, 254-697-6633. All programming is put into podcast form. You can check it out at Apple, Spotify, Podbean. Quickest way would be go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page and all the information's there. All my sponsors, click on the links. Boom, you're there. Podcast, boom, you're there. Videos, Facebook, Instagram, the whole works. Thank you to the sponsors who support the program. Thank you to the people who privately donate. If you want to become a private donator to the program, go to the middle of the radio show page. There's a donation button there. Ladies and gentlemen, look, if you're sick and tired of what you're seeing and you don't know what to do, well, I do, and that is to push out the information to the best of my ability. It takes money to do that. So if you got money and you don't know what to do with it and you don't like what you're seeing, I'll take your money and I will invest it very well in experts in their field to be on the radio here to continue on. It's a constant struggle every month to pay the bills. And I'm not whining. I'm just stating the fact. I'll do what it takes to stay on the air, but your contributions help out tremendously. Tremendously. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, follow us on Facebook, blah, blah, blah. The whole works. Okay. Colonel, the word of the day, let's set this up properly. The word of the day comes from the headline of the story, and the word of the day is reevaluate, but I'll take evaluate for the root if you want to put it into a sentence. It comes from this headline. Kat Von D says BLM Antifa extremism made her reevaluate her beliefs. Quote, they were much worse in real life than what people put on TV. Now, we have a friend of the show.
Port Laureate of the Aaron's High Cap Adventure.
Yes, yes. Why don't you take it from here, say who it is.
All right. And Kurt Sullenberg.
Now, I want to make a comment, though. The Corvette that we were giving away, Kurt said to give it to Christine.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Kurt.
Okay. So, we have Kurt's, and Kurt is a poet. He's a fantastic guy. He was really fun to be with.
Marine.
So, here's what he said. Reevaluate. If you think you can negotiate with monsters who need to rule by hate, the time has come, if we're not too late, to prayerfully re-evaluate.
Okay, she gets the Corvette. Where are the keys?
Yes.
Where are the keys? Okay. Just watch out for Buck Olson and Rogers or the cops, you know?
You might read it again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. If you think you can negotiate with monsters who need to rule with hate, the time has come, if we're not too late, to prayerfully reevaluate.
Kurt, we love you, man. Wish you could make it into the studio.
Well done.
We used to get him in all the time, but he's been busy. If you're able to do it, give me a text. Let me know. We'll get you set up. All right.
And he says, why don't veterans get Veterans Day off? Oh, never mind.
I want to go over a couple polls here. Let's break it down. Let's take it easy. We'll use this whole segment up for this segment here. Here's a CNN poll. Majority say no chance they would vote for Joe Biden in 2024. Let me go through it. A majority of voters said there is no chance they would vote for President Joe Biden in 2024. This was the CNN poll found. Increasing fear among Democrats that swing voters ignore the president's talking points. 51% said there was no chance of voting for Biden. 45% said they were a Biden voter. Only 4% labeled them as a potential Biden voter. In contrast, voters gave former President Donald Trump better marks, suggesting neither candidate has much room for growth. Only 48% there is no chance of voting for Trump. 49% said they were Trump voters, and 2% labeled themselves as a potential Trump voter. Now, right there off the bat, if I could take this as fact, but I can't because you know it changes from time to time. You put a third-party candidate in there, it changes all the numbers. The poll also found Biden and Trump's favorability ratings trending in opposite directions. Trump currently holds a greater favorability, beating Biden by 2 points, which... See what I'm saying?
Astounding. 2 points?
2 points.
It's BS.
36% approve of Biden, down 6 points from December of 2022. 38% approve of Trump, up 7 points from December 2022. In fact, Trump's approval rating is the greatest among all 2024 presidential candidates. DeSantis at 27%, Haley at 23%, Ramaswamy 15%, Chris Christie, he needs just go away, 15%, Tim Scott 16%, RFK Jr. 31%, and Cornel West 9%. Trump also leads Biden by 3 points among men of color. Men of color voters, a shocking revelation for Democrats who hope the president can win re-election. What's that lady's name? Oh, Candace Owens?
Candace Owens, yes.
She hammers people on color.
Oh, she does. She is all about the black fatherhood and how it's like non-existent.
She went to a commentary and said, why'd you even ask me that question? Why'd you even ask me the race question?
Yeah.
What does it matter?
Yeah.
What's his name? King.
Don't know.
King.
King.
Assassination. King.
Oh, Kennedy. John F. Kennedy.
No,
Robert
King.
F. Kennedy.
No, King.
What's King. Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King. Thank you. Gets shot. He goes, I don't care about your skin color. Right. It's about your character.
Right. It's your character.
The polling among black men shows stark contrast from 2020 election results. 18% of eligible black men voted for Trump. 87% of black men supported Biden. The contrast is also stark among male Hispanic voters in 2020. 40% of eligible Hispanic men voted for Trump, 57% voted for Biden. The poll sample. So what they're saying is it flipped. If you go to a Trump rally, there's thousands of people.
Standing room only.
If you go to a Biden rally, they probably still have their circles. There's not that many people there. They keep the cameras close. Whereas they keep the camera close on Biden on purpose to show, so you can't see the limited number, they keep it close on Trump because they don't want you to see the mass swarms of people. So when you put that with, when you take the public opinion, people showing up at meetings of Trump in the thousands, you read the news and see how it's all swayed against him with corrupt people, you get all these different outside factors. These polls almost mean nothing. Trump is going to win unless they steal the election.
And how much, what is the percentage that Dominion can manipulate the vote that he has to overcome? Is it 20, 40%? It's huge. But we've seen this in a lot of places, and it's not just vote people. It's also measures. You have a proposition. They can swing the proposition by injecting into this, and there's nobody to demand a recount unless, you know, the interested parties do this. There's also now going around Italygate, where Italy and the CIA were manipulating the election via via satellite and injecting data flow. The voting records were transmitted to off the continent locations, and there's a lot of debate and stuff going on. There's all kinds of stuff that all of the Dominion systems are hacked. It's just a given. They've been evaluated.
I take it as a great insult for somebody to tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. because we were there, we watched it, we saw it, we studied it, we did the homework, we checked out all the data points, we checked cross-reference articles, we saw it, and for somebody to come to me and say, no, you're crazy, and they can't give me verification and backup as to why I'm crazy, that's a major insult, it's a slap across the face, I do not like you, go away.
Yes, but they're doing that to put you on the defensive to prove your point because they don't have
facts.
Facts, thank you.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I say or do. Right. It will not change them because they're losers in life. Put a big L on your forehead. You're a freaking loser.
Well, they don't. Liberals are controlled by emotion. They are not controlled by facts. They don't care about facts. If it's not emotionally satisfying to them, they don't want to hear it.
Ladies and gentlemen, all I care about is this country. All I care about is our government. All I care about is our freedom. All I care about is the American people. That is all I care about. If you maintain the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the pillar of God in this country, if everybody rallies up, joins together, and secure those, I'll go any direction you want to go for a test run. If you want to do this, I say, well, okay, I know the country's secure. I know our ideology is secure. I know our way of living's secure. I know our economy's secure. Our military's secure. Okay, move on a social program, whatever. I'm not going to probably like it, but okay, if you persuaded enough people and you want to try it, let's try it. And if it works, I'm wrong, you're right. But what you're doing is you're chipping away the foundation of this country and you're going to lose it all. You're going to lose it all. The third of you who don't like what Trump stands for, what I stand for, you're not going to have anything. Or actually, you might. You'll have exactly what you want. The third of you who listen and agree but don't do anything, you're going to be looking in the mirror one day and go, what the hell happened? And the other third who's trying to do something are probably going to be taken out by those who don't want us to talk the truth. You got a caller?
No, they hung up. I told him to call back.
Okay. The Dominion systems, they have cellular telephone modems embedded in the motherboard, and some of them it's more obvious than others, but these modem chips now are the size of a match head, a kitchen match head, and it's very difficult. They can be embedded inside of the layers of a motherboard where you cannot visually see them when you inspect it. And these machines are controlled and talk. They send the data information out, and then they can receive changed results in. So we'll be back after the break.
Welcome to the Little River Event Center, located in Cameron, Texas, on a privately owned working cattle ranch nestled alongside the running waters of Little River and Sandy Creek. This venue is home to all it takes to have an amazing event. Their warm, rustic, elegant vibe is sure to make your next celebration everything that you dreamed it ever would be. Call to set an appointment at 512-965-0477 or go to littleriverevent center.com. Call 512-965-0477 or go to littleriverevent center.com. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to bulldogautodetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Camp Adventure Radio program.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Mark your calendars for the first annual High Cap Adventures Meet and Greet, brought to you by Cox's AC and Heating and Lennox, right here in Cameron, Texas. The meet and greet will take place on Saturday, November 18th at the Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers, Texas, starting at approximately 1:30 p.m. Come meet and say hello to all the guests and show hosts on Saturday, November 18th from 1:30 to 3:30 at Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers. See you there. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. It's going to be a good time on the 18th, if you can. Mark it down in your calendars. We're going to be there. You know, the show ends here at 12. It takes time to clean up the whole works, get there, travel. So I'm guessing anywhere from 1 to 1:15 to 1:30, the bulk of the people will be showing up at the restaurant. And I'll have probably about, I'll have a lot of special guest hosts there. Some couldn't make it. And you'll get to meet them. I'll introduce them. You can ask a question or two. And there's a lot of food and drink. It's good food, good drink available for purchase. So come on in there and have a good time. The number here is 254-697-6633. I had a caller call, but we lost him. Caller, if you're listening to me, here's the deal. The phones ain't the greatest here. We got to do certain things to make it work to come on the board. So if you want to get back on air, give me a call. We'll adjust it. We'll get you on the air. And I'd like to hear your commentary. I was talking about the CNN poll. Let me go to another poll here. Voters trust Donald Trump over Joe Biden on 10 key issues. Heading into the 2024 election cycle, this is a Bloomberg poll. The polling suggests Biden's leadership on major policy issues failed to resonate with voters, which could negatively impact his reelection hopes. Trump leads Biden among 10 top issues. One, the economy. Trump at 50%, Biden at 34%, which is incredible. It should be 80-20. Infrastructure. Trump 42%, Biden 39%. Housing. Trump 39%, Biden 38%. I don't get these numbers, man. Should be way higher for Trump. Crime. Here's a specific one. Crime. Trump 45%, Biden 33%. To me, I would think Trump would be at the, what, 60% mark? Mm-hmm. And I only say 60 because there's so much government interference. U.S.-China relations. This is baloney. Trump at 46, Biden at 34. Trump put in submission China. Guns. Trump 42%, Biden 36. Now that I'll believe. Labor and unions, Trump at 40%, Biden at 39%. Russian-Ukraine war, Trump 45%, Biden 34%. And Israeli-Hamas war, Trump 43%, Biden 33%. No, Trump will be way higher. Look, you got the Abrams Accord. Trump's not going to want to say, oh, you know, okay, let's be this, let's be that. They're going to say, take these people out. And here's the thing, too. Let's be clear here. I'm not against a Palestinian, but Iran is funding Hamas. It's a military unit, which is killing innocent people.
But this is, it's all right out of the perfect Muslim's guidance. Muhammad wrote this, and it was recorded in the actions, Islam, Sharia law, the Hadith, and the Sunnah, or the Sirah. These things, they are good Muslims. They are not a special terror. They are not terrorists. They are doing exactly what Muhammad said to do. There are good Muslims that are not good Americans. There are good Americans that might be called Muslims because they were born, but they don't participate.
Right. The poll also found Trump leading Biden by 4 points when respondents were asked for whom they would vote for out of the four candidates on the hypothetical ballot. Trump, 40%. Biden, 36%. RFK Jr., 11%. Cornel West, 1%. Why even list them? If voters were only given two candidates on the ballot, Trump still led by 4 points. Trump, 46. Biden, 42. The poll sampled 800 registered voters. Here's another thing. 800 people out of 350 million is
right,
worthless.
That's worthless.
The poll comes after a rash of poor poll. Okay, whatever.
All right, this Jill
Brett, what's your thought?
You're in the news.
On what?
Politics.
I don't talk politics. I just report facts and let people decide the story for themselves.
Now, wait a minute. Stop. You report facts.
Where do you get your facts?
Tell me what your facts tell you.
Well, it comes out of a press release. That's the only thing I have to go for because I'm not an investigative reporter.
Okay. Now, that said a lot right there because I'm just reading a...
Now, look, I'm not getting on Brett.
Press
he's just,
fact check.
He's just reading what's being put out. He's not like me. I guess you'd call... I'm not a reporter. I mean, I don't have any documentation as a reporter, but I'm the one who digs deep. So you're telling me you just read what they say? And I take what they say and I go, where the hell did you get this from? Would that be an accurate statement?
I said I got it from the DA's office, the police department, whoever it is.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, well, that's a difference than getting it off the press circuit. If you get it off the wire from the Axios Press or something like that, we know that they are biased and they make up their own things as propaganda. So we try to go back and go to the source and look at multiple sources. You can't take what anybody says, Republican or Democrat, nowadays. You have to go back and confirm all the facts, medical facts, the same thing. You have to read at least three articles and compare them from different sources and authors before you can make a decision. I've got some medical issues, and I'm going through all the different material and stuff, and I see the blatant lies by the CDC. The CDC is still denying ivermectin as a treatment. And there is worlds of data that prove this. India, hundreds of millions of people have been treated with ivermectin, hundreds of millions of doses, and it works.
I want to say something about Brett here. Brett here does 20 million things to get this radio station on air working every day. And one of the things is he puts out information given by these sources. So he's putting out the information for you, the public, to listen to and to do with it what you feel necessary. Well, I take that information, find out where it comes from. So I, in my little world of this radio program, Brett allows me to have a certain amount of time on this station, and I go and analyze it along with my other seasoned Oak spokes and decipher it because I have the time to do that. Brett here is doing 20 million things and he's putting out the news. So you see the difference in the two? Is that a good clarification? You don't do 20 million things around here?
Oh, no, that's true.
Okay, and you're putting out the news where you get the sources from? What I do, I have the time because I come on here on Saturday and I look at all the information I get from all these different sources and I say, well, wait a minute. I saw this video. It doesn't match with this article read. This article is slanting it because these people are liberals anyway. When you get this, that was more accurate to this. So I'm the one deciphering it and I come here on a Saturday show and I talk about it. That's what I was trying to get at.
Yes.
CJ Grisham is in the studio. Welcome, CJ.
What up?
What up, buddy?
How's it going?
How you doing?
Not happy.
You've been listening.
Yes.
I got about 3 minutes. Why don't you add your commentary?
Well, first of all, happy Veterans Day.
Yeah.
I would have been here for the show. I promised you, Matt. But I had a VA appointment today.
I know how that goes.
And when I show up for my VA appointment on Veterans Day, the VA is closed because it's Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind that I got two text messages in the last week reminding me of my appointment, a phone call on Wednesday reminding me of my appointment. I had to back out from your show because I was told about the appointment that I've been waiting since May to get, and I show up and it's closed. So that's my day. But anyway, I'm happy.
That's your taxpayer dollars.
Hey, yeah. So let's go ahead and make everybody susceptible to that system, right?
Well, you were able to come just in time because after the break, we're doing True Stories of Self-Defense. And I know you're one of those who like it. Brett, you're going to be in on this. You'll enjoy it, too. Okay, so a couple more articles here.
Come sit down here, CJ. Look good standing, sitting next to me.
Migrant caravan chants Biden in celebration of open border policies. Do you know how many people I know from Mexico who cannot stand illegal Mexicans coming in? Because they did it the right way.
And they work very hard for it.
They work very hard.
Very expensive.
Now, I was talking to somebody who's an American-born citizen from a person who was not legal to come in when they first came in, yet they got a job, they're paying taxes, they're going for their citizenship. I'm like, okay, all right. Because, you know, Trump says he wants to take all these people out. No, that's baloney on that part. Somebody comes in. They've been doing it for years, ladies and gentlemen. They've been doing it for years, but on more of a controlled level. Go ahead.
No, I've got a friend that I'm handling a case for. He's a German citizen. He's been waiting. I think he's been here for 12 years, I believe, or 9 years. He's either 9 or 12. I might be confusing him. Trying to get citizenship. Right? Done it the right way. He's a contributor. He's a taxpayer. He's got a small business here. And he's paid all this money waiting. I don't remember exactly what the process is or whatever. It was a kind of a conversation. And yet, these people just crossed the border. Mm-hmm. And we're giving them amnesty. And meanwhile, these other immigrants that are here contributing, paying taxes, they've been waiting. They've been doing the process, waiting for their day to raise their hand and become citizens.
That is not foolishness on the government's part. That is a planned agenda.
Yes.
And we have a lot of Army guardmen and the reserves who have been promised reenlistment bonuses of $20,000 or more dollars, and the government is not paying them. They have been stiffed, and they've been stiffed for their education benefits, up to $50,000 education benefits for reenlisting. They are legally, the government is legally bound to do this, and they're not paying it. And yet they dole out money, they print money and pass it out. And the other thing for, I don't know if I've got to, I'll come back with this about the death of the United States. How's that going to help Zelensky when we go broke?
What I got there, Brett? 35 seconds. Okay. Well, here's what we're going to do. When we come back from the break, we're going to be doing True Stories of Self-Defense, which is always a good thing. We're going to learn what to do and what not to do based off these stories. I'll give my evaluations on them. Give me a call if you've got your own true story. I'd love to have you on. 254-697-6633. Be back in 3 minutes.
Visit thekaytheater.com for information about movies, private rentals, concerts, and live theater. The K Theater in downtown Rockdale provides local access to entertainment and the arts. The K Theater Foundation is a nonprofit and survives due to the generosity of its donors and volunteers. Find us on Facebook at K Theater or online at thekaytheater.com for upcoming events. Located at 350 North Main Street, Rocktail, Texas, since 1947.
Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop. We're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
Program coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy efficient units you can buy. Call Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. Got a text from somebody, showed me a picture. Can't think of a better way than listening to your show than by reloading ammunition. You know who you are. I love you, man. Thank you. Okay, here we go. We're going to be doing true stories of self-defense. This is coming from July 2007, American Rifleman's Armed Citizen column. We're going to learn what to do and what not to do from the stories here. I'm going to be doing my critiques on it as well. Story number one. Jamie Buck was jolted awake by a loud noise. According to police, an alcohol-fueled man wielding a sledgehammer shattered a window in the side door and entered Buck's home.
Wasn't this Nancy Pelosi's husband?
It sounds like it. The suspect, whose latest release from jail was just 7 weeks prior, demanded money or jewelry. Then he swung the sledgehammer at Buck, striking him in the head. In imminent peril, Buck drew a firearm and fired several shots, killing his assailant. Okay, here's my analysis. Shoot him prior to being hit in the head.
Yes. I was just going to say the same thing.
I can't get any simpler than that.
The guy's got a sledgehammer.
But he had a presence of mind. I mean, he's hit in the head and then drew his firearm and fired?
He's probably a hard-headed guy like me.
Okay.
Mm. Or he was a leftist.
That one was too easy.
Probably okay. A leftist and didn't have anything in there to shake around. No, I just kidding.
Next one is out of the St. Petersburg Times. Police say a 20-year-old couple went on a weekend crime spree until their luck ran out. It started on a Saturday morning when they attacked a 92-year-old in his home and sent him to the hospital. That night, they broke into another home and assaulted the occupant before robbing her. Their rampage then ended the next day when they broke into the home of Jimmy Norman and his wife. Norman retrieved a handgun and shot the male intruder twice. The injured suspect was to be charged pending his release from the hospital. His accomplice also apprehended.
I can't follow that. That's professional voice stuff
there. I was just going to say, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know Brett will talk to you one way, and as soon as the mic comes on, that voice comes out.
That is a radio man right there.
That's a radio voice right there.
That was awesome.
Now, but here's the deal, though, on this story. What do you think my biggest problem with this story is?
Took three tries.
Two shots.
I was so focused on the
three
voice.
Tries. He broke into three homes.
Three homes, but the person who shot him twice, he only injured him, which means train better with your firearm.
Yeah.
Okay, who's next?
All right, so Bob Manross said he often keeps a firearm handy because of his area's crime problem. I don't take any chances, he said. That proved good policy when a man broke into his home, called him by name, and said he would shoot him unless he handed over his money. I told him I didn't have the money with me, but I'd get it from the other room. Said the 77-year-old man, Ross, who had a rifle at the ready nearby. He wasn't expecting me to come back through here and shoot him. Manross shot the burglar, whom he recognized as a man living nearby. He directed police to the suspect's home, where they found him suffering from a gunshot wound. I'm not proud of what I've done, Manross said of the incident, but I have to protect my wife and my house. I'm sorry, but I would definitely be proud.
Absolutely.
I mean, maybe he's not proud because he didn't finish the job, but yeah, no reason.
He didn't make it home.
Yeah.
How stupid do you have to be to go try to rob your neighbor?
Yeah.
Well, that meant that he would probably want to reduce the witness and it would kill him. You know, I would assume that he would intend to kill me if it was my neighbor trying to rob me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The other thing, too, is a lot of these stories, the person, the good person is held at bay. The gun is pointed at them. And the story reads, and I always make my commentary based on the story has all the 100% facts in it, okay? I say, okay, based on what the story told me, the person, the victim, had the gun pointed at him, went and got his gun, and shot the person with the gun. How does that work?
Yeah.
Christine, take it.
All right.
They didn't take my training course.
That's right.
Well, here's your sign.
Yeah.
A woman was waiting for a bus when three large dogs approached and began lunging at her aggressively. She swung her backpack at them, but they continued their onslaught. That's when Patrick Jones saw what was occurring and stopped his truck. He yelled at the dogs and positioned himself in front of the victim. The woman said the dogs just wouldn't give up. They kept coming at us. Jones, a concealed carry permit holder, pushed the woman behind him and drew his pistol. When the most aggressive dog lunged at him, he shot and killed it. He's a lifesaver, the woman said of Jones. Linden Police Chief Jack Foster agreed, saying, I think he did the lady a big favor to stop and help.
I'll tell you one thing, my commentary on this one, I'll bet you he didn't get the COVID shot.
Where are those men today?
I was just going to say, man, the women are looking for that guy.
Yes.
And he didn't take a COVID shot.
He pushed her behind her and stuck himself in between her and the danger.
That's a man.
That's a man.
That's what they teach now.
How many people stop these days anyway for anything?
Person.
Guy on the side of the road with anything.
Right. They're stopping with a camera, but they're not doing anything to... Yeah.
Well, I'm doing my duty. I'm recording it. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, don't marry my daughter.
Spit an image of you. Colonel, take it away, sir. Oh, this
two
is...
No, it's not my turn yet, is it? Yes, it is.
Yes.
Two masked men apparently thought they could prey on an elderly couple, but Aleph Betty Feast... Fester, Weeder's quick thinking prevented their offensive. The 75-year-old woman was lying on a couch reading when the men entered the home. One man asked, "Where's your money?" twice before she understood the seriousness of the situation. The woman yelled for her husband, asleep in an adjoining room, to get his gun. The mere suggestion of the firearm sent the intruders running before the husband could respond.
Henry!
This is me and my husband. Joe!
Bring the 45!
Henry!
We need 11 rounds.
These guys want our money.
What? What? Speak up! I can't hear you.
No lie.
You know, but that's the way this is. It's very, very seldom that they report when... You don't have to draw. All you have to do is show them the gun, and it's over.
They didn't have to show the gun. She just said, honey,
bring the one.
Look, this is the story I want when I'm 70, is my wife sitting in a recliner, me in the back bedroom minding my own business. Guys break through the front door. My wife, without moving, just says, CJ, hey, there's some guys here for you. Bring the gun.
I'm going to top you. I want to top you. Secondhand Lions. Just sit on the front porch with your shotgun.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great movie. He's hunting for fish. And he goes, I'm out of ammo. All right. Last story. Armed with a handgun, Michael Volger confronted a teenage male who'd broken into his home in the early morning hours. According to authorities, the intruder began assaulting Volger, who fired a shot, causing the intruder to dive headfirst through the window and flee the area. The teen was apprehended at the hospital where they sought treatment for a gunshot wound and other injuries. Okay, well, at least he hit him. Moving target, he got him.
And I do have to make one correction. My wife would never do that. She would just shoot him and then call me to move the bodies.
Move the bodies.
Stack them.
Excellent.
Do you have a true story? I've got multiple true stories.
You know, I've got two stories of recent cases that they're not really gun related, though. They are self defense related, but yeah, nothing.
I've had this story goes back a long ways. I'm walking with a buddy of mine. He's in the Navy. He had his uniform on, okay? And we're walking up the street. And where I live, there's prostitution, there's drug houses, there's bars. It's just all criminal elements.
This is not Cameron.
No, this is New York. I'm from New York, okay? Where I lived on my street, you had machine gun fire, you had prostitution rings, you had crack houses, the whole works, okay? I come from a good
place. We have machine gun fire on the runway. Because we have a licensed builder on the property, but that's beside the point.
Okay, I'm lost on that one. But anyway, I'm walking up the road with this guy, and as I'm walking, I notice this vehicle is tracking us. It's pacing us. I'm thinking, this ain't right, man. This is New York. This ain't right. I know this street. Something's not right. And I'm talking to my buddy here, and we're walking up the street, and all of a sudden, I hear the guy hit the gas. I hear the engine rev. I go, this is it. He revs up, comes parallel to us. I knock the Navy guy and me. I throw him into the bushes. This guy pulls out a shiny chrome-looking like .38 revolver. And you know what he said? Hey, Chris, is that you?
Oh, goodness.
And I'm thinking to myself, dude, you were this close, fingers very close together, from getting return fire. Okay, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it didn't end up being true. It matters that it was true in my mind at the moment, and you respond according to your training or the best of your ability to train. Look, when you train over and over and over again, the hope is you will do what you do in training. But a lot of times, you train extra hard because when the adrenaline pumps, you may not do as perfectly in training as you would in real life.
Yeah, and if you come to my front door and you have your hand on your AR hand grip with your finger across the trigger, and you start coming through my door, I'm going to shoot and ask questions later. Mm-hmm. If you want to bring the gun into my house and you're coming to visit friendly, you hold it by someplace other than the vicinity of the trigger.
That's a perfect illustration. I got 1 minute here. Perfect illustration. I had the same scenario. I'm going up to somebody's house. I got my AR on me. I'm in hunting gear, the whole works. And I'm on the road. I put my gun, took off my equipment, put it on the road, walk up to the house. And I'm like, I don't want to be a threat, man.
And I'll tell you, you know, in the early days of Open Carry Texas, when we were carrying our rifles everywhere, you know, you take a lot of heat because, oh, you're carrying your rifles into Starbucks, into here, into there. What a lot of people don't realize is before we went into those places, we sent somebody in and said, hey, we got a group here. We've all got rifles. We're not a threat to anybody. Is it okay if we come in there? And if you saw us in one of these stores, it was because they said it was okay. And we never would go in there with those rifles like that.
Yeah, and you know, some people would get on you guys for that. And I would say to them, look, they have the right to do it. And they're making the point because a lot of people don't know they have that right. And so what they're doing is they're stepping up to the plate and showing you, you have the right. Do you want to carry a rifle all the time? Probably. Well, I don't know.
Depends. A right that is not exercised is not a right.
Okay, we'll be back in 3.
Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Mark your calendars for the first annual High Cap Adventures Meet and Greet, brought to you by Cox's AC and Heating and Lennox, right here in Cameron, Texas. The meet and greet will take place on Saturday, November 18th at the Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers, Texas, starting at approximately 1:30 p.m. Come meet and say hello to all the guests and show hosts on Saturday, November 18th from 1:30 to 3:30 at Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers. See you there.
Cap Adventure Radio program, finishing out the program, final segment, C.J. Grisham, attorney C.J. Grisham, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent with the IRS, the Colonel, my wingman, Rayford Brown, Brett, doing a fantastic job on the board, and you, the listening audience.
Don't let him talk anymore. He embarrasses me.
I got a question for Brett real quick, if you can give him the mic there. Hey, if I need commercials done, do you do commercials?
Yes.
I can hire you for a commercial? Excellent. I'm telling you, man, that... That dude's got a voice.
He does. He's got a voice.
I don't mean to keep bragging on it, but...
Okay, headline. Trump to U.S. hating jihadist celebrating alien residents. Quote, we will find you and we will deport you. Let's just go with the headline. What do you think?
Oh, that was Trump that said that.
Trump.
Oh, gosh. I don't know why I heard Biden. No, that's good. That's what needs to happen. How about instead of just finding these guys, we just stop them at the source? And then we don't
have
to look for anybody.
He'll do that. But the ones that are in there.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. We just need to report these people.
All this talk about building the wall and all this stuff, it's absolutely foolish because it's the baiting that we're putting bait. We're chumming the water, and then you're going to put up a net around it to keep the fish out. This is all wrong. We should not be giving people money when they come across the border here. We should not be giving them jobs. We have E-Verify. Well, we're not using it.
That's under Biden right now.
Well, that's Trump wasn't it was doing before it. That, too. We had illegal programs. We were throwing money around and stuff. Welfare, housing, all this stuff is bait to draw people across the border. It should not be. We shouldn't have. If we took away the bait, they wouldn't come. There's no need for a.
Well, that goes for this right here. Crowd chants
Biden.
Sorry, wrong one.
Well, while you're looking for that,
they were chanting Biden, Biden, Biden as the caravan was coming up from the south.
Yeah, we need a constitutional amendment or some strict law that if you come into this country illegally or if even legally. That for some period of time, at least 5 years, I would even say 10 years, you cannot be on public assistance. If you get any kind of public assistance, you get kicked back.
I think there are laws like that because in the 20s, when you came over here, or before that, when you came through Ellis Island, you could not get welfare. period. You had to have a sponsor that guaranteed that you would not need
assistance. I think a lot of this is driven also by the governors of various states that are making sanctuary cities. And now they are crying,
give us money! Give us money! Because we can't do this.
Which brings up the question, since you brought that up, and the colonel just said what he said here. Look at Mayor Eric Adams. He was saying,
New York City.
Listen, Biden, this is crazy. We can't handle this. Guess who's got FBI raids on him right now?
Eric Adams.
I don't think it's because there's a problem. I think it's because, shut up, Eric.
You know, there's an old saying that everyone's a patriot until you have to do patriot stuff. Everyone's a sanctuary city until you have to do sanctuary city stuff.
And in Maine is being overrun. It's a very small population state, and it's being overrun by these immigrants. And they're talking about, you know, here's a town of 20,000, and you bring in 400 people on welfare. Another one was 60,000, and they had 1,500 people or more in there that expecting room and board and assistance and all this stuff. This makes a very, very heavy weight.
As is Chicago. What, 20,000, I think, have been bused in from the southern states?
Yeah, it's in the low thousands. I mean, don't misunderstand me. 20,000 is a lot of people. But when you compare the 6 million that have come across the border already.
You know, and Texas, the flood that's been here, you know, and they in El Paso, and they're all lining the streets and everything. And then these northern cities are complaining. And they get two busloads, 300, you know, 100, 300
and
people.
And that's maxing them out, and that's causing mayhem and chaos. Yep. Just imagine what the country's going through.
Well, and these little counties down here where this rural population, they don't even have them. These people are coming across their farms, cutting their fences, throwing trash, drinking their water, breaking two of their houses, taking their stuff. It's amazing, you know.
I want to say something to all of you who may be listening to me that may go, oh, yeah, that's cool, and then continue on with no change of attitude, direction, or thought. You are the problem, because the first 33% of the people I have stated, their minds are totally committed to the communist way. The second 33% are the ones who go, yeah, I get it, I know, and then you don't do anything. You're the freaking problem.
You need to contact your congressman. And your two senators, Cruz and Cornyn.
It's just like undecideds. If you're undecided at this point, please don't freaking vote.
You know, and I don't think anyone. You know, Texas. Yes, we're doing little things here and there, but we have a militia for a reason. Governor Abbott has resources, and I really think we're at the point where we need to start using them. And I'm talking about the unorganized militia, not the organized militia. And Abbott and these counties all have the authority to call up a militia. We are being invaded. We're seeing videos of drug cartels with automatic weapons, actual automatic weapons.
Patrolling the border.
Patrolling on our side of the border, throwing bombs on our side of the border. You know, they just had to bulldoze one of those islands between, you know, that's in the Rio Grande, because these people were using it to launch attacks. And so they literally bulldozed all the bushes, all the trees, removed the giant rocks so that this is nothing but a barren island. That's what we do in combat. That's how you prep a battlefield.
Agent Orange, man.
Yeah, and so we have got to get serious about this, and We've really got to kind of go back to this militia system. When you have a government that no longer believes in federalism and protecting
the
states.
Law, period.
Or the law, period. Yeah.
Okay. I want to read the Second Amendment. Based on what CJ just said, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the Declaration of Independence created 13 free states that had all the rights and authority of any free state in the world. They were not part of something. The United States is not a country. It is 50 individual free states, and the power has been usurped by the federal government. Article 1, Section 8 lists the 17 items that were delegated to the federal government. But a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It doesn't say you can't do anything. It says infringe.
Yeah, but you made. I want to make a clarification. You said that was based on the federal level. A state can do the infringement because each state has its own rights.
They had, and Texas has, in its first article, has its thing. Now, like,
the states actually can't do their infringement because the 14th Amendment has applied the Second Amendment to the states. The courts have already ruled that the Second Amendment applies to the states. So regardless of what their state constitutions say, the Second Amendment applies. And I will and to add on to what the colonel here said, I'm going to read to you 10 U.S. Code Section 246. The militia of the United States, now this is federal, okay? The militia of the United States consists of all able-bodied males at least 17 years of age and, except as provided in exceptions, under, so at least 17 years of age and under 45 years of age who are or who have made a declaration of intention to become citizens of the United States and of females of the United States who are members of the National Guard. The classes of the militia are the organized militia, which consists of the National Guard and the Navy militia, and two, the unorganized militia, which consists of the members of the militia who are not members of the National Guard and the Naval militia. So, you know, these people saying, oh, it only applies to the National Guard, federal law is very clear about that. You and I, well, I'm not 45, but, you know, if you're 17 to 45, guess what? You're in the militia, whether you want to be or not. You can be called up on that, and that's and Texas law runs alongside that.
I have a quick announcement before we get to the end. Okay, all you veterans out there around Belton, Texas, Belton American Legion Post 5, that's 101 West Avenue A, 101 West Avenue A, from 5 to 8 tonight has a free chili dinner for veterans and their families. That's the American Legion Post in Belton, Texas. 101 West Avenue Way from 5 to 8 p.m. chili dinner. Okay. Join me. I'm going to go down there and have a bowl of chili.
Look, I got less than 2 minutes. Let me get this in here. C.J. Grisham, attorney. C.J. Grisham, please tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, you can go to my website, cjgrisham.com, or you can go to isubadcops.com. It takes you to the same place.
And if you can't remember that, remember aaronsgunshop.com, radio show page. Click on his link. You'll see it there, the two guns on the scale, and it'll take you right to him.
That's right. And I normally do Second Amendment, First Amendment law, criminal defense. If you're wrongfully convicted, I don't represent guilty people, and some employment law.
Christine, my special guest host for today, Christine Stevenson, please tell us how we can get a hold of you.
You can call me or text me at 737-234-0196. I've got your six. If you are in trouble with the IRS, call me, text me, let's figure it out. I can help you out.
That's a good wingman that's got your six.
Aaron'sGunshop.com, radio show page, Christine Stevenson, enrolled agent. Click on it if you can't remember the rest of it. Colonel, final announcement?
That's it. On these things.
Okay,
and,
then I'll make the
I think there are a lot of places, if you go in and you're a veteran and you've got on your cap or whatever, they'll take care of you. It's a good country.
Then I'll make this final comment, and that is next Saturday on the show, I'll have Dr. Shelley Cole. After the show, we were going to Margarita's Restaurant in Rogers. The estimated arrival time there for everybody is going to be anywhere from 1 to 1:30. I'm going to guess by the time it's going to be 1:15. Food and drink is available for purchase. Get to see a whole bunch of people, talk to each other. I'll introduce everybody. We'll have a good time just to get together and put a face to the name, to the voice, okay? Listen, everybody, thank you very much for coming in. Brett, appreciate it. Good job. And we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll start it all over again. But until next week, God bless. Keep your powder dry.